Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
What is entertaining?
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
Arrogance.
You are shit. Y'all see what I'm tapping? Shut up! Because of my big mouth, I made this woman laugh.
You're an idiot.
Shut up. Hakthuri, what are you talking about? You're an idiot.
Fuck off.
Shut up.
Classy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm fucking funny. I'm fucking entertaining. Fuck you.
Alcoholism.
Kenny is a functioning alcoholic.
See, I have an alcohol issue. And
issue?
Yeah, it's an issue. I'm not a problem. It's just an issue.
I'm my own kind of reckless disaster. I'm fucking German. I might be Jewish, too. But I was a fucking Jedi.
Kenny likes to drink.
I was drunk. Let's all go skinny dipping. My problem is, I don't have a problem. I work all day. I come home. I have a couple of drinks. It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Arrogance and alcoholism. The Conti and Kenny Show.
The vision is renewed. The power is reawakening. The fear is reborn. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Start.
You know, we want to start?
I think we should start. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to the program. I am Jones and Joe Conti, and that's my partner, Kenny Michaels. And it's the Conti and Kenny Show, of course. Alcoholism and arrogance. It's arrogance and alcoholism. But that's fucked up because maybe I swear to God, I didn't mean that. Deep down inside, I knew to say that way because tonight it's different. I am the alcoholic, and yeah. You are the arrogant, straight one, still with rum and coke in front of you.
Yes, I'm great.
You're just
a Renaissance man.
You're just a little taste. Yeah. Renaissance man.
I don't know what that means.
I'm not sure. You're a knight in shining armor.
I know what it means. I don't know if it works here.
Okay, hold on. I'm a little banged up already.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of this tonight.
Yeah, so
bear with us.
It's let me go through my progressions here.
We have our experimentation.
Conti and Kenny, arrogance and alcoholism. 240 high CNK. That's 240-442-2635.
Tonight it's HI.
HIGH.
HIGS.
Yeah, you get the spelling thing down. It'd be good. I can't close this, dude. Sorry. I'm trying to do something. Oh, and the Skype, which I have to turn on, is NPN Studios. And then if you want to go into the chat, it's morelikeradio.com/live until 9 o'clock. And then you go into ContiandKenny.com/listen now. Or you just listen in the TuneIn app and look for More Like Radio. And be our friend on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, get the shorts, and buy stickers. Fuck off. Take care. What's up, man?
Not much, man. How you doing?
Good.
All right,
good.
Cool. Yeah. A lot of stuff to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know what? You just take a little trip. Take a little ride.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I mean? Because
celebrate. Hey.
Hey, tell you.
Celebrate. 6 months sober. For anybody who doesn't know, I'm partaking in some, extra stuff here. Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I'm just going to hang out and continue to drink a little bit.
And it's not a fucking bit where you're going to sit here and do shots.
No, not that. I mean? I'm just, yeah.
You're just having a couple of
pops. I was at the house. I primed up at the house, and then Beverly dropped me off. I still have my little wine there. I was drinking my faggoty wine.
Oh, you got your little wine? I didn't even see that.
I was drinking the faggoty, the wine that you saw me drink. Which is like, it's like champagne wine. It's like Sam Ripple.
Asti Spugmanti. That's how gay it is.
Asti Spugconti. Here, boy.
Asti Spugconti.
Spugconti. Nice.
Asti. Oh, yeah. Martini and Rosti. Asti Spugmanti.
Spugconti.
Asti Spugconti.
Thank you.
Somebody, once they get in the chat room,
it's not like a bit where I try to get as drunk as possible. Wanted to be, I had nothing to do tomorrow, and I say, you know what, let's just do a little bit where I get a little banged up.
Yeah, and, because a lot of people don't realize.
That I'm not, right, I never drink, but I'm not a.
You're not a non.
Right, I'm not like in the program or anything. I was never a big drinker.
Right.
So once in a while when I do, I like to have a good time and laugh, but it's been a while.
Sure.
So I might have primed up at the house and then brought it here.
Sure. Now, years ago, I used to get tossed on air. Do you know what I mean? Not
for you.
For me.
For you.
But,
yeah.
Well, no one.
You're not, he was never drunk. You were never sloppy drunk.
No. But I used to drink excessively. Yeah. The last 6 months, I have a drink here, but I'm not.
I'd say more than last.
Maybe
six
a little
months.
More than that, right?
Yeah. Kind of boring, actually.
Oh.
Show it in the raisings.
But tonight we're just having a couple of you can have a couple of pops and we'll just shoot the shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's like after we came back from the Super Bowl party. The compound.
I got a little, you know.
Me and you, we sat down like a couple of
men. Going to start drinking.
And we had a little Asti Spugconti.
Yes, and then I'm like, I feel something on my face.
it was the cat rubbing its tail because it was just sitting on your tits and you had no idea. the tail would just next to your nose. You're like, something's itching.
So, the movie Speed blows, by the way. I know it's a non sequitur, but holy shit. I was watching that before.
Really?
Oh, it was terrible. Listen to the scenes when they're in the bus and Sandra Bullock has to keep turning around to interject into every little thing that's going on. Is he okay? Yeah. Where is he? Okay. What happened? What time is it? Who's got a ball? It's like, it's the worst. She doesn't shut up during the whole movie.
You know,
even though she's the co-star.
Yeah. This is a good thing to get into really quick.
What's that?
I've what are you, Chip?
I can't even do it. What's that? My girlfriend does it to me now. I don't do it to her anymore. She does it to me.
It's really funny.
Fucking drives me nuts. My girlfriend doesn't even listen to the show anymore. She hasn't listened to the show in like 7 years. She's like, what's that? I'm like, could you stop doing Jim Norton characters when you don't even listen to the fucking show?
I've had some extra time. My sleep schedule, when I first took my time off, aces. I would call you at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I
remember
working.
That. Yeah, he called up to say that he was going to get a haircut.
The accesses have shifted in the other direction.
What happened?
I'm going to sleep at like 9, 10 o'clock in the morning.
You're back.
Absolutely.
your old lifestyle was a bicycle, one bicycle ride away. Just getting on a bike.
Yeah.
All you had to do was get on the bike and you were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
It is totally. Quick. I don't know when it happened, but it might have been one night where I was boozing, you know what I mean? And and I just was like, I have nothing to do tomorrow and I just veg. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching a Jodie Foster interview, actually, and she made it.
Oh, I thought you were saying.
It was about a biography. Assault. But the big thing was the accused. But anyway, she said, you know, when she first started acting and stuff, and then she went to college and came back, and she wasn't really working. So she's like, you know, I went to that stage where you sleep 12 hours a day because you're not sure what you're going to do next. And I'm like, aha, this makes sense. But it probably happened when I, like, just slept in. You know what I mean? One of those days where you got nothing to do. It's 10 degrees outside. And you're like, I got food in the house. I got the TV's on. The house is nice and warm. I'm not getting off the fucking couch.
That's
not going to do it.
Yeah.
And I think that just rolled into it. I tried
and to. And then it's like a tire that was. Go ahead.
Yes, exactly. Okay. Whatchamacallit?
I saw I was running into the woods and I didn't know my way out. So while there was still light behind me, I went back.
That's fine. Like, it's okay.
Civilization. Kiss the ground. Kiss the ground.
Go ahead. That's all you did. That's all you did. You just stopped. I could see your eyes running.
Completely ran out of gas.
Just pointed at me and went, go ahead. Like in Charlie Rose over here. That's fucking great. I'm all backwards now, and
so now you're not going to sleep now till like 8, 9 in the morning.
What it
sometimes
is, it's a succession of nappies.
And it doesn't mean I'm not saying that you're drinking every night, but
it's
turned. It's shifted.
It's if I have like a pop after dinner and I'm tired. Watching the Olympics, I'll snooze.
And then
wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Then watch for a while.
Then I'm up. Then I'm up. Yeah, and it's not even. It's not even about
breaking. Right. It's not
boozing. It's just whenever my eyes are droopy, they're shutting.
Yeah, because you don't have to.
I don't.
There's nothing that you have to do.
Right. Right. Exactly. I have a few things coming up this week.
Yeah, there's stuff you got to get done.
Of course, I'll get them done.
Yeah.
But it's great because I'm like, I don't got to do nothing.
Right. So
Tuesday.
You're like, I don't have to work tomorrow, so I'm going to just stay up and watch some TV. Oh, I fell asleep. I'll just stay up. What else is there to do?
Exactly.
I'll go on TV or Tinder.com and see if I can find something.
Right.
And then you go back to sleep.
Back to sleep.
And
yeah.
You get up and you're like, well, you know what? What's the difference? I mean, I could watch some TV now.
Here's the thing. I'm waiting for the weather to break. Because I want to get outside.
Yeah.
Got to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Like last week I said, I tried to go snowboarding and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to get in better shape. But I can't get out of the house yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, there's no sidewalks to run on. I don't have a treadmill. The glacier is receding off my back deck. So that's where I'm going to put my...
the glacier.
That's where I'm going to put all my workout equipment. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do kind of a...
On the deck?
I have a deck and then I have a patio. Bunch of Belgian block patio. Not Belgian block.
Nice, so it'll be covered.
No, it won't be covered. But it's outside equipment. But the punching bag.
It's outside equipment? So we can get rained.
Yeah, no. The punching bag I have, you just clip it and it comes off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I'll just bring that inside. Because then you're just hitting a wet, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a wet pillow.
Yeah.
But that's how I'm going to work out.
You know what I mean?
Because instead of going to the gym, I need to run and hop fences and shit like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Rocky IV.
Exactly. Exactly.
Except you don't have communists chasing you in a 57 Eldorado.
No, it was a Mercedes.
Was it a Mercedes?
With chains on their tires.
Chains on their tires.
But whatchamacallit? I have the extra time. So speaking of the movies, I've watched Jazz Singer twice.
Okay.
The jazz singer, Neil Diamond.
I don't remember the movie anymore.
Don't even worry about it.
I know the soundtrack. The soundtrack's fucking awesome.
It is a succession of shit in between songs.
Is it really?
And then there's the one...
Let me ask you, because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Yeah.
In the one song where Hey Baby Baby, and at the end, they're like, that ain't no brother, that's a white boy. Was he in blackface singing in a club?
That's the beginning.
And they couldn't... I guess that would, you know, whatever.
Oh, no, it's no, no. Movie. Actually, you're right. It's at the end.
No, it wasn't any. I don't know where it was, but I'm just saying, like.
He's in blackface.
He's in blackface.
Yeah, yeah. That ain't no brother. That's a white boy. Yeah.
Wow.
Franklin Ajayi is in it. He's a big part in it.
Oh, Franklin Ajayi's in it?
Absolutely.
He's a comic. Yeah. He's written a couple books. I read one of his books. He's good.
Yeah, a big part in it.
Yeah.
And it really is. It really is shitty. It's not the worst I've ever seen, but it's really just a shitty. I mean, the soundtrack is an 80s brilliant soundtrack. And whatchamacallit, there's one song, they got away when the tone is safe, when the tingle leans up,
strong and made to be free. Can't go wrong on the Robert E. Lee.
Gotta be on the side. I don't know if you don't want to say this.
Could just to be alive. If you let me sing, I would have to win. But I'm free tonight in New Orleans. If I like it, I just might find. Go ahead.
That scene actually made me shut it off.
Oh, was that bad?
Because
I don't remember the movie at all. Not 1 minute of it.
They're at a studio, and he gets hired because he wrote the song "Love on the Rocks."
Okay.
And then he goes up to the studio, and there's a punk rock guy singing like a Billy Idol,
singing
a different version. He's like, "That's not. It should be a ballad." So he gets on the thing. He's "Love on the Rocks." Ain't no big surprise. Just pour me a drink, and I'll tell you some lies. You know, and all I want is a
smile.
Anyway, the guy doesn't like it. They wind up getting fired. He's got to bring the band with him. So they sit there and go, well, you just get fired. And Franklin Ajayi says, let's have a party. And the brilliant acting of these people in the party scene...
Really?
Holy shit. It's the most uncomfortable, almost uncomfortable forcing of a party scene on film history. It really
is.
Really
it this is right here?
Y'all ready?
Not that.
This is my race. Winner takes all.
Okay. Is it?
Well, we just blew a very important gig. And there's only one thing to do. What is that? Have a party.
Yep. That's it. Uh-huh. Just look how forced it is.
Hey, look at the way she's waving us. Oh my god. It's Murray from the Goodfellas playing the piano. Dude, there's two people playing Patty Jack. What do you call that? Patty cakes. Then you have a guy playing. Then there's two or three black guys just kind of bopping around, and they're in like a hotel room, and they're like, I know what you're saying.
It's
all the stereo cliche fun things you do at a party.
They tried to make it look like a juke joint back in the 30s when everybody was enjoying music.
Right.
This is just people forcing it. Once this song's over, if it was in real life, the most awkward moment would be like, what do you want to do now?
Parcheesi? Do you want to just run a train on this bitch? Maybe they would have just... So they're all just, even though they're not really playing the music, they're just hitting
jumping
shit.
Jumping on a couch.
On the couches.
They're not that festive.
Yeah.
They just got fired.
Yeah.
Half of them are on cocaine. They're black guys in a band in the 80s, in the early 80s. They're all high as shit.
Right, they would kick the shit out of Neil Diamond and just take his fucking wallet in fucking Central Park. And I guess
that's it.
Wow.
It just made me uncomfortable.
So it's just only good music.
It's good music. I mean, it's not the worst movie I've ever seen, but it's
that's
it's
what's music. His name? What's his name? Rudy Valentino, is that him? He was in that movie?
I have no idea.
Oh, like a Sharif fucking chic guy. He was like a like a real well. What women? He was very much like a woman liked him. Not sure how to say that right.
Very much a woman liked him. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, famous, but he, like, when he was young, he was like,
Omar Sharif? I don't know.
Is that him?
No.
Somebody tell me who was the co-star in the jazz singer, all right? Played his father.
Oh, played his father.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. He was like a famous like actor and stud when he was young or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Right?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, and then this morning, about, I don't know, 9 o'clock.
Is it more uncomfortable party scene than the end luau in Grease 2?
That's true.
The hunka-hunka luau.
That is true. No,
hunka luau.
That one's more... That's bubblegumish, pokey, you know, it's right. Campy, as they say.
But they at least they had, like, dance moves, and they were, like, you know, it was choreographed. And
this
then,
one, they, you don't get that. Happy.
No.
Nobody joins in that much.
No, exactly. Nobody enjoys himself that much. On a whim.
No, you know they're what all I mean? At it just because. Like,
because they have to.
Yeah.
It's like, no. If I'm, like, trying to enjoy myself because I'm miserable about something, I did come out. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't going out. I wasn't going to leave the house. But, you know what? I'm going to try to make the best of it. I'll go out and be miserable, but at least I'll be out and conversing with people.
Right. Well, we used to have, at my friend's house, we used to have parties. We'd all be drunk and on cocaine. And my two friends would have their guitars, and I'd play the bongos. I play but it's the little bongos, the four of them. You know what I mean? Not the big bongo.
Yeah, the small. Yeah, the short
small,
ones.
Small
the short
ones. You put them on your lap. Boom, bah, 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 bah.
Yeah.
And we go nuts. Party was still going on. If you wanted to listen, you listened.
Right.
If not, people weren't jumping on couches.
Yeah, they weren't going to kick in the dick or anything.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like some kind of a minstrel reenactment or something they're trying.
Yeah.
But it was so this morning, I watched The Notebook. What
no.
a piece of dog shit.
Now, is
what
that the one with the
stupid piece
with
of...
With the anteater chick?
Rachel McAdams. No, she's Rachel McAdams.
I thought the one from Me, Myself, and Irene. Renee Zellweger.
No, that's Bridget
Jones.
She's
not in Jones.
The Notebook? No. She's in The Diary.
She's in The Diary?
I think it's called The Diary.
Oh, it's not The Notebook.
Bridget Jones' Diary.
Oh, okay. I was in a notebook, and then I was in an address book, and then I went into The Diary. I got three movies tonight we're going to do. The Notebook, The Diary, and the what was the other one?
Different.
The Address Book. The Address Book.
Little Black Book.
Italians really emphasize a B. Book.
Book.
They really emphasize a B. Okay.
What's that called? When stationary. Different stationary.
Different stationary.
Yeah.
Same dumbass fucking movie.
I watched The Notebook. And
okay, now what's that about?
What is
it about?
I'm not going to get into it too much.
Just a little quick synopsis for somebody like me, who's straight, who doesn't watch that.
Okay, an old couple, they're at a home, okay? Spoiler alert. All right? She's got dementia. And he reads this notebook to her every
day. Sounds like a pretty good movie.
Go ahead. Let me tell the story, and I'll get to the reason why I'm going to deconstruct this fucking piece of horseshit.
Okay.
Reads her the story of the love story of blah, 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 of these two kids.
Let's get to the point, huh?
Yeah. Goes to war, comes back. The woman that he loved is engaged with someone because she thought he never wrote her over 7 years, but he did. But her mother wanted her to marry somebody with money, so she never gave him no letters. Then they go and meet up, and she winds up staying with him. The original boy love, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Because the mother says, you know, I used to love like this. Here's the stack of letters that I took from you. Here it is. So now this is the story that the guy is reading this woman with dementia the whole time. Turns out the woman with dementia and the guy are the kids. Before she got dementia, she wrote the story of our love in the notebook. And she said, before I lose my mind, read this to me every day. You know what I mean? So he.
Why don't you just see if you can detect someone who cares?
Exactly.
Wow. A whole thing, and that was the big. That was the.
No, the big thing is that every so often the doctor tells him you can't get her back. She doesn't remember, and then she plays piano from her memory.
Okay.
And
so it's not like finding out that Brad Pitt is Edward Norton in Fight Club.
They tried to do it. They tried. Where they go? Oh, it's them. It's them at the end. So I don't want to. I fucking don't want to explain this movie that much anymore because I really I have to diarrhea at this point. The problem is, okay. Of course, it's I've been hearing about this movie for years. Of The Notebook, how sweet it is. The ending of the movie.
That's a terrible idea.
Is she comes. She comes back to life every couple of minutes where she remembers. Her kids come and visit her, don't even remember. You know what I mean? But he reads to her, and then all of a sudden she goes, Noah, it's you. And he's like,
it's going to get ugly.
And he's like, you're back, you're back. And then the end scene is that he sneaks into her room because he had just had surgery or something like that. Sneaks into her room, and she wakes up.
And does she say something?
Yeah, she says,
who do you think you are? What kind of a man are you?
Yeah, well, she has outbursts like that, where she's like, get away from me, get away from me. So holy finally shit. She wakes up and goes, you know, our love will always be, blah, blah, blah. Do you think our love could, our love made us live? Do you think our love will make us die together or something like that? They wake up in the morning, they're both dead holding hands.
Oh. Get your hand off my penis!
Okay, now, I've described The Notebook.
Wow. Thanks all for right. saving me that fucking
thing. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I mean, I guess chicks dig it, but it's not even a good one. It's not even like a good chick flick. You know, there's
just
other ones.
You know
ones.
Who might watch that?
Mr. Boone.
But now here's the thing. Just over the weekend, my sisters went down to my grandmother's house, my father's mother.
Oh, all the girls didn't go.
Who was
huh?
no. Who was suffering from dementia?
Oh,
they don't come back. They don't have little spurts that they come back and go.
Oh, yeah,
and go it's... back. Oh, hey kids, what's for dinner?
Right,
let me cook a cake. No, it's they try to play. You know, they think this sink faucet is a tuba. You know what I mean? They have no. They ramble on about nothing.
Oh man!
Actually, while my sister was leaving, she said, "Nice to meet you all." Which dementia patients do? That was in The Notebook. My sister said it was nice to meet you. She's at the point where she recognizes that she knows you, but she doesn't know who the fuck you are.
My sister,
the reason is that her birthday is on Valentine's Day. So they send her flowers and they go, see her, and I give her a call. Last time I gave her a call, it was last year. I said no more phone calls because she congratulated me on getting married. And she was like, congratulations.
She congratulated you on getting married?
On getting married, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. And Sunday, she told my sister to make sure Pop-Pop Cats,
right.
Make sure you send him food.
And who's Pop-Pop Cats?
Her father.
Her father?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks. Yep. Oh, we got nothing to look forward to.
Make sure. No, and that's in my family. That's the Austrian, that's the Kraut side. That's the Nazi side of the family. And Katz actually is not Jewish. It's a derivative of like a, when they came over on the boat, it's probably some word they couldn't spell, so they just made it Katz. Try to jump on that Jew bandwagon. Oh, yeah. Bring Pop-Pop Cat some food. He's been dead since 1927.
Oh, man.
And they say she rambles on.
Have you lost your fucking mind?
Yeah, yeah. It's basically, she's like, well, I like to sit over there, but I don't even like to sit over there because sometimes I clean and then these boots are great. You have great boots, but I don't even know if this lighting is good. And, you know, and all of the, every man in the home is a Chinaman. She points him out. She goes, that's a Chinaman right there. He's a Chinaman. Every single one of them.
All Chinaman?
He's a Chinaman. So there's no fucking love stories with somebody with dementia, you fucking cunts. You delusional cunts. If you honestly think, now, who would bring dementia into a love story? Because it is the anti-good good feeling. Mm-hmm. When someone has dementia, it is the failing of a brain. It is the deterioration of a loved family member, okay? Yeah. There isn't. It's not like Awakenings where you give them some L-Dopa and they pop up and Leonard's back for a little while. Or they dance, or she wants lipstick. No, she's putting lipstick on all over her eyebrows at this point.
Why is everyone so fucking stupid?
Oh, that just sucks, dude.
Yeah.
What's your name, scumbag?
She kept asking you that, didn't she?
That's a good one, actually.
That just blows. Yeah.
It's so the notebook
don't,
is...
don't sugarcoat that.
No, no.
You know what I mean?
I could see they should have done something different than dementia. Maybe it should have been amnesia. Where little bits and pieces came out. Maybe she had a car accident, or maybe she had an amnesia, not a dementia. You know what I mean? Dementia is the unsexiest fucking disease ever. Cancer, you know, cancer is sexier than dementia.
Yeah.
Dementia is just this failing of all, it's the person that's raised you or you've known for your entire life.
Just there's nobody there.
Yeah, she's 91 years old, and it's just, you know, headlights are on, nobody's driving. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you could stick.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.
You could take your notebook and your fucking love story and stick it up your cunt because it's ridiculous.
My naked body is like a wild turkey.
It doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. Bad choice of neurological degenerative diseases.
We're not retarded.
You know.
How about this? How about this one? Okay? You want a good disease?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Green Mile. Okay? With her brain tumor. Give her a fucking brain tumor. And then John Coffey will come and suck it out of her. But at least it makes sense. At least it makes sense. Dementia does not make any sense.
Yeah. Yep.
You know? Alzheimer's. Yeah, why don't you just give her hepatitis in a face or herpes in a face, you know? And every so often she sticks her tongue out and you can suck on it. That's how sexy dementia is.
I like it.
Give her MRSA of the eyes and then see how fun that is. Write a story about that, you fucking unromantic jerk-off screenwriter.
That's a terrible idea.
Hey, Frank.
Wow.
Yeah, it really is useless. Absolutely useless. Yeah. Stupid screenplay.
Mm. What else did you do? Did you see any other movies?
I've seen a lot of movies.
No,
I've
mean over that same night.
Oh, no. There was a couple of these are successive nights. There's a couple of... I don't have good cable. I don't have HBO or Showtime or nothing.
Okay.
I'm going to get them back, but I haven't been home in 2.5 years.
Yeah.
No sense in me spending $300 a month, whatever it is now. I don't even know how much it is now on the good channels. I'm getting them back now because I got some free time. but I literally...
My dollar make me howl of honey boo-boo.
I literally catch myself watching shows on how to artificially inseminate clams. You know what I mean?
You always find the
crustaceans.
Weird, I think the weird shit just like in your life when you're watching television.
I could pick out the reproductive organs of a sea urchin in a fucking lineup. I can do it. I know I can.
Oh God, that's great. Because we need that as a sound piece. Hey, I got to remember. I'll think of it when I listen back on the replay. I shouldn't be trying to do too many things today. This will put your hair on your nuts. Something like that, right? What did I say?
Something like hair in your chest.
Yeah. This will put
some. Not too much of a hot ride for you?
This will put your stuff on your back.
Yeah, all depends on who you're hanging out with.
Depends how drunk you get.
Yeah. depends on how many you have.
Get your hand off my penis!
Queer!
Man.
You are enthralled with the soundboard today, but...
A cock.
But they're but you're doing pretty good.
How am I doing okay? Yeah. I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
So but yeah, so I'm just
Yeah, try to remember what we were talking about.
What were we talking about?
I could see you in your face.
Did you see me? Completely like a kid who found out he was lost in the middle of the mall. I'm like, oh, where the fuck am I?
I totally,
you called it right before.
Yes, I saw it right in your eyes.
Wow. That's fucked up.
Yeah, now normally you'll reel that in.
Right.
And you'll go, okay, you know, what I think. And then boom, you go into what you think.
Yeah.
That one you were like,
I was.
And I'm like, try to remember. Try to remember. And shit was in and out.
Oh my god.
That was funny.
How much you love me, man? Okay.
Now, have you ever seen a movie, you know, one of those movies that just drive, like, okay, the movie in itself was not a disaster. I think the dementia part is the stupidest part.
Okay.
You know, in The Notebook.
Because it's definitely like a chick movie, right?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Oh, absolutely. 100 fucking percent. Yeah.
Like a Madison's, Bridges of Madison County? Like.
Yeah, yeah. I would
guys
say,
don't really give a shit.
I would say a guy would be able to watch The Notebook more than he fucking would watch Bridges of Madison County. For some, at the time it was $2.50. And I watched about 6 minutes of it on a flight back from L.A., from California. I was flying it to L.A. years ago, late 90s, mid to late 90s, flying to California. And literally, it was 2.5 minutes. I'm like, this is bullshit. Fucking, it's a Clint Eastwood movie. Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood, Meryl Streep. I'm like, this has got to be okay, you know?
Oh, Josie has an idea. For The Notebook, instead of, you know, being dementia. Just give me a break on this one. I try to read. What about late onset nymphomania? And instead of going in and out of clarity, she keeps confessing how much she loves him in between being DP'd by members of the Jets secondary.
Wow.
Let's see if he has the strength to endure that.
What's he high to?
I dare Hollywood to make that. I and Joe Z hit it right where it hurts.
Yeah, there's a couple of layers on that one. The Jets secondary.
I like that. He's a Jets fan too. So
yeah.
All right. but yeah, I'm still enjoying this.
Sure.
It's tasting better and better.
Yeah, it gets better and better.
And so what is rum and the?
It's a little Captain and some caffeine free.
Diet Coke. Yeah. Oh, sweet.
So you get your little snoozies.
All right, caffeine free.
Caffeine free.
Nice.
Yeah. So you know, I used to make the mistake of drinking regular caffeine and couldn't sleep afterwards. And I'm like, I had
instead
7
of the
gallons
other,
of
other types of caffeine. What do you mean regular caffeine? Oh, you mean a regular soda caffeine?
Regular soda with caffeine. Yeah, or a diet soda with caffeine.
With caffeine, yeah.
Yeah. Now I just do the uncaffeinated, and I'm good. I get nice sleepy poos.
Mm-hmm. Nicey, nice.
But yeah, you haven't. Have you ever seen a movie where you just where you like? Come on, it's too hokey. You know what I mean?
Well,
and it's not that the movie was that. I mean, the movie was a fucking vagina flick, but the dementia thing got me. Another one, like I said, give it a brain tumor. You know what I mean? Where she comes in and out. You know what I mean? Where she doesn't know you, like, you know, in Green Mile, she yelled and cursed and everything, and then he sucks it out of her, and she's fine. Give her, you know.
But I don't know if The Notebook would have went well with a large, strapping black prisoner just running into their house and sucking the fucking venom out of her head.
Yeah, no, it wouldn't have worked.
Would have been kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then I think maybe at one point they both thought that their deep, dark secret was going to come out and that their fantasy would come true. For a second.
Okay. That works.
Back to you.
Oh man. Yeah. So I'm waiting. I've got. You know what? I've caught.
Herpes.
No. Oh. Speaking of tonight, Seth Meyers is doing the Late Show.
Yeah, I can think maybe change shit up for a while. Maybe other people.
Seth Meyers' first night.
No, I'm talking about all the networks. It's just like. They just—it's the same people over and over again now.
Oh, the guests
getting no, just getting shows, getting TV shows.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, they They've been around.
They don't think out of the box.
No. Well, who are you going to take? Somebody who's unknown?
Yeah. Why not? If they're good, who cares?
That's why I'm going with... I would go with... If I had a network, I'd got to go with Jimmy Fallon. Yeah. Got to go with Seth Meyers. Yeah, or SNL.
As Seth Meyers is an SNL guy?
You ever seen Pete Holmes' show?
No.
Do you know who Pete Holmes is?
Yeah, I've seen the commercials for him. Yeah,
you've seen the commercials for him?
Yeah.
You've never seen his show?
No, I haven't seen the show.
He follows Conan. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Just like George Lopez did. You know? And George Lopez was a bigger name, but he wasn't a talk show host. This guy's a comic. You know what I mean? The show, haven't really seen it because I watched the other guys. You know, but right. you gotta have the Tonight Show. That's a fucking institution. Same with the Late Show. Yeah. You know, you gotta have it. You gotta do it. Someone who could be a Letterman or even a Leno or a Carson or whatnot. You know what I mean? And it's pretty good. It's the same shit. There's nothing different than his Late Show than this show. You know, they do dirty jokes. They say curse words and whatnot. So all the old ladies that are dying, they're done. All the Carson people, you know what I mean?
Right.
They're all dead. You know? Anybody my mother's age who's 65, you know?
Yeah.
They're Saturday Night Live people. They were 30 years old when that shit came out. That's their era.
Yeah.
So this kind of sketch comedy stuff is what they were born. They grew up on Carson. You know what I mean? But they've lived with Letterman
they were okay. Yeah,
SNL, that kind of stuff.
Right.
You know what I mean? So they're totally fine with it. So they can take that. They can take hearing the B word, you know, hearing bitch on the air or a blur, like a beep, you know, somebody gets beeped out. Or
and even the edgier material, you know?
Yeah, you know, exactly. The
comedy-wise, whatever.
Your monologue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be, you know, it could be a little bit more risque. You know what I mean?
Somebody walked over my grave. The chills. Yeah. What you said.
Yeah. So, it's...
These fuckers calling in or what? What's the... I gotta write the phone number down. Here it is. 240... 442-2635 studio phone. Oops, O N E number to call in any time. You wish.
Someone in the chat room just came in as Lady Trucker.
Hey, Lady Trucker.
Is that Lady Trucker?
That's Lady Trucker from O&A and Ron and Fez.
No kidding.
Yeah.
You sure?
I mean,
well, that could be. So, that
I
could
know,
be
yeah. I hear her on both of those shows, and then she also calls in on the It's All About Me podcast.
She does.
Yeah.
There you go.
Lady Trucker is, she's well known. She's more well known than fucking you and me, shithead. A lot of people like her. I like her. I like when she calls in. They bust her balls when she calls in, but she's cool.
I just saw her short.
Welcome, Lady Trucker. Thanks for checking us out. I'm a little on the...
Of course, I've never seen her in the chat room before, and she checks out the show where you got high and got what drinking on purpose.
Well, you're saying that the way an old man says hi. Like, you know, he's high on life or alcohol.
I would say higher than Georgia Pine.
Yeah, exactly.
It just means you're lit up.
I'm a little banged up today. I don't do this ever. I hardly do this
Woody Allen? I don't do this ever.
I do the moose joke, and that's it. Moose joke.
I don't do this ever.
Then, you know, I take the kid and put him on my lap. I don't know why I do this, because I'm just gyrating, and I'm not doing a voice.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I lost it. I'm not even doing a voice. If it's not over here, it's over there. If it's not over there, it's over here. That's my Jackie Mason. You like that, huh?
No.
That was good. Back to you.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so the phone number is...
yeah, they got it.
See, I put it in the chat. I put it on the chat.
It's like your finger painting. But it was look just, what I did.
But I was kept on typing in more and more stuff. Phone number, studio phone number to call in anytime you wish. and I was going to continue until you screamed at me like Ralph Cranley, but then Lady Trucker came in.
Call in anytime you wish.
Yeah. I was typing that out. I was reading it out loud.
And you were going to put more.
I was going to go more until you gave me the Ralph Cranston, you know? Like, all right, all right. But anyway.
There you go again.
Yeah, totally. It's not even like I lost my place. I don't even know what place,
right?
What it was.
Talking about movies.
Oh, yeah. But no. I don't know if I've ever had one that I looked and said, you know. Well, see, when Meet the Parents came out, right?
With Harold Ramis movie. No. The guy who directed is a Harold Ramis huge fan.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who directed that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll go to something else then, because I'm about to smash that movie into a blitherine. I hated that movie, Meet the Parents.
No. It had nothing to do with Harold Ramis.
Oh, okay.
Just the guy that did it was like, well, I try to do my comedies like Harold
Ramis.
Bad
job. When that movie first came out, I was the only person that I knew that hated it. Hated it. It was so unbelievably bad. And everybody's like, no way, man. Meet the parents?
Meet the Parents.
Meet the Parents. It's hilarious. And I started to like question my own judgment. Like, am I bitter? Am I an
oh, because everybody else likes it.
Jay Roach directed it. Is that the guy you said? Jay Roach. Joe Z in the chat. So, and I saw this movie, dude. And then
turn the camera. They
can't
somebody
see you.
Somebody wants to see me on
camera.
Oh,
well, get his handsome boy.
Good? Oh shit!
Is that better?
Yes, that's good.
Can you see it there?
Yeah, they'll
there
get
we
it.
Go.
They'll get it.
Yeah, they don't complain when my camera goes. Huh?
They said, why is only the camera on the big guy?
Oh well, it moves. I'm sorry, but anyway, dude, I started to question my own judgment in comedies. Where I go, you know what? I was only doing comedy a couple of years when the movie came out. I said, maybe I shouldn't be doing stand-up. Because if I don't think this is not even 1 second of humor, and it's so popular and so loved by so many people, then maybe I'm just fucking, like, I shouldn't be in this at all.
Yeah.
And then when, like, years later, more people would come out and be like, yeah, man, that movie sucked. And then they hated the other ones a lot more. Because I think they got real bad, like, well, Meet the Fockers. It was all about the word Fokker because it sounds like, I don't know. I just, that movie, like, it angered me. When I was watching it, when Ben Stiller comes out in the Speedo, I was like, if I was in a movie theater, I would have jumped up. All right, maybe I was. But I would have, that would have been the point where I get up and leave.
You know what I think?
Like, nobody would put it. It wouldn't happen.
How about a Farrelly Brothers movie? How about like a something
like
about
yeah.
right? You like
something
Farrelly?
About Mary's? Okay,
you know, movie. you know what the problem is with the Meet the Parents of the Fockers is they were teetering in between the over the top joke and the wanting to be funny. Instead of being clever funny, like you know, milk the cat. You know, I can milk a kitten, mm-hmm. milk a cat, which is funny. Which is funny. Milk.
I guess.
I get nipples. Can you milk me? Yeah. You know, that kind of, it's funny. Yeah,
sort of.
But you also go to like the Me, Myself, and Irene, and he's like, hey, my little pussy fart. You know, and you're like, whoa. He just called her a pussy fart.
Oh, yeah.
Or you know.
Or when you saw the two lesbian couple. How's it hanging, fellas?
Getting your ball stuck in a zipper. Maybe they didn't go far enough for you.
I don't know. It just, everything he had to do was stuff that no man would have done. I don't care. It's like, no, dude, you know what? Oh, you have a Speedos? I'll just hang out inside. I'll come out. I won't go swimming. It's not going to happen.
It's a great explanation. It's a great end to your
Hold
point.
Hold on. The movie's almost over.
That's how you explain things now. I hate
that's
the movie.
What it was.
I hate the
that
movie
was Meet
they...
the Parents. Meet the Parents was... It sounds like a motocross race, but whatever. The point was, it was just so bad, dude.
Yeah,
that one.
You know,
like Farrelly Brothers.
You know, it would be great if you could explain an entire movie just in that voice.
I bet you I could,
right?
But, or at least a movie that's like feasible that I would like.
Yeah, like a I don't even know. How would you?
What
do
about
it?
Like a quick story? Just do a give me a quick story that I could tell like that. Like a kid went to this, you know. Went to the store, he did this, he saw somebody, and then he came home.
There it
Something
is.
Something like that.
There it is.
But
Kid went to the store.
Give me a little more details. Right?
Kid went to the store, saw someone he didn't really want to see. Someone he went to high school with.
Okay,
he can't stand the guy. He gets out of walks out of the store, and he's already pissed off. He's late for work now. Steps in a big pothole of water. Gets in his car. He backs up into another car. The other car is his ex-girlfriend, and then the ex-girlfriend says, "I don't have car insurance," so he lets her go. So now he's got a busted up bumper. His foot is wet, and he's late for work. And then on the way there, he gets hit by a chicken truck and dies.
What was his name?
Juniper.
Juniper?
Juniper. Eugene. Eugene Juniper.
So now, where was the place first he went to?
You don't have to mention anything. That's the whole point. Where if you did a movie, you'd be like,
that's way too.
Kerplush.
Can you make it a shorter story?
Bang, bang.
Can you make it a shorter, a little less detailed story?
Did you see what I just did?
I saw it.
That's the chicken truck.
Yes. You sound like Lex Luthor talking to Miss Buckbucker.
But you heard the kerplush where he steps in the water.
This I could have really done it stupid. If you would have made it a little less detailed.
You type.
It was fucking. You gave me Moby Dick. I wanted a fucking Stephen King short story.
Oh, can you put the phone number in the chat room for Lady Trucker?
Oh, the phone number is.
Take 8 minutes.
240-442. Are you typing that in?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, type it in. That's the chat room. 240-442-2635. So. Yeah, that one. No, I like most Farrelly brothers. The speed was awful.
Why are there miscellaneous people walking around in the background? That's Frank.
The station manager.
Yes.
Oh, she saw. They saw yeah, Frank.
Like,
and
why
then,
is there some guy just walking around? Just,
he went to, and if anybody could shoot him. From there. What?
Nothing.
Back to you. we got a few more minutes and we'll take a break.
Yeah, we'll take a break at 8.
Right?
Yeah, we'll take a break at 8.
Yeah, because we got stuff. We actually have shit to talk about tonight. We haven't.
Have we got
Harold Ramis? Have we even talked about Harold Ramis?
We'll mention
Is that
him
where
after
we started?
Break. No. We started on.
We didn't do anything.
No, we haven't done anything yet.
Maybe we could do the quick, the new bit on the show. The Conti Kenny Show prevents.
You want to do that now?
We could do that real quick. We don't have an intro for it or anything.
No.
All right. Everybody knows that I do all the work in here, and Kenny is a superstar. So I'm the guy who has to do all the notes, and I have to do all the prep work. And Kenny, you know, will pop in at 6:45 with his talent, and then he becomes a star. But once in a blue moon, Kenny will do prep work. But usually his prep work is in a voicemail to me or a text message. To me, just telling me what to do. Like, all right, listen, we're going to talk. Remind me to talk about this or this for the show.
But that's at 4 or 5 o'clock.
4 or 5:30 in the morning. And we're going to start a new bit. We don't have an intro for it. Maybe I'll just do a little drum roll. We'll do that because, you know, we didn't realize we were actually going to do this bit. And here it is. It is called... Kenny Michaels, it's the Conti and Kenny Show presents Kenny Michaels and his show prep. And here we go.
Boy, that was pretty good production for 2 seconds.
All right, here we go. This is Kenny for show prep for tonight. Hey, pal, remember this Monday how synthetic fibers will jack up a snooch. I'll repeat that. Hey, pal, remember this Monday. No, wait. Hey, pal, remember this for Monday, how synthetic fibers will jack up a snooch. That's fucking Kenny. That's Kenny's prep work. And that was Kenny's prep work.
Do you want the explanation for that?
Yes.
All right. When I get home, I'd like to get in my comfy clothes. I call them my sleep clothes, sleep pants.
Beverly calls them, and she got me calling the comfy cozies.
Yeah, I call them comfy clothes. I call them sleep pants.
They're just nice.
Yeah, right. For Christmas, and this is going to go for any genitalia. I got across the board. I have whatchamacallit? I have cotton Yankee pants. Okay. I have cotton straight black ones. My mother even got me a pair of Duck Dynasty cotton pants.
Right.
Camouflaged. I have another couple of. I have two pairs of Stooges pants that have all the pictures of the Three Stooges on them.
Gay.
Knock it on, not the Stooges.
Oh, sorry.
And I have a pair of olive drab, you know, dark olive green, if you will. They call it olive drab. And I these are my rotation of seat clothes. For Christmas, I got a pair, and those are all cotton pants. For Christmas, my mother bought me the most comfortable pair of pants of all time, and it's got Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper all over it. That's all it is. It says Star Wars.
Insert queer joke here.
It's just Darth Vader and a Stormtrooper face
queer
all over the place. But it's such a comfortable material. The only problem is you take a nap under the blanket with them on, and your balls are stinking. Your balls are done. You got sweaty nuts.
Really?
Sweaty nuts and some swamp ass. Ooh. Yeah. And just imagine what that would do to an open vagina.
You or know a what closed I mean? One.
Well, you can't really close a vagina.
You can't?
No.
I've closed many of them. Some down for good.
They've closed off on you.
Oh, I thought they closed down after I was...
Oh, after you were done?
Yeah.
They just
closed down.
Locked the doors?
Yeah, business closed forever.
Pulled the shutters down?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
There's a townhouse there now.
There's
a townhouse there now.
That's funny.
Thank you.
You can't physically, unless you put some butterfly band-aids over the lips, you can't close a vagina permanently or even overnight. But even if that does, you're closing it up, you gotta air that monkey out. You know what I mean? It's like
Tulsa!
Yeah. It needs to breathe. And these pants will not let a vagina breathe. They won't
really?
Let, they won't
Why?
Let a, they won't let the grundle breathe. No.
Wow.
It's just the fabric. You know what I mean?
My naked body is like a raw turkey.
Comfortable pants. When you get out of the shower.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to be.
You powder up. No, I'm saying. If you get out of the shower, you powder up, you go to bed, you lay in bed, you're aces, you're fine. But if you happen to fall asleep on a couch and you start to like sweat a little bit, you know
All
what
right,
I mean?
Stop before I throw up.
Within minutes, the snooch is ruined. And that's both...
Oh, this is the explanation for the thingy?
Yes!
Is that what we're talking about?
Yes.
I wonder how we got here.
Oh, it just happened 2 minutes ago. Yeah, this is the explanation of the snooch.
Oh, so what's the snooch? Is the snooch the part?
Yes, that's male and female genitalia.
Genitalia or the taint part?
All encompassing
the whole thing,
the whole area,
the whole grundle.
Yep.
As you say,
the grundle,
the whole,
just the snooch,
just the baseball diamond or the whole baseball field.
I would say even the parking lot.
Wow, the parking lot,
the whole thing.
Wow,
yeah, because you can't, you know, if it rains, you can't keep the field dry and then the parking
so
lot.
So why would anybody ever buy them if they're gonna be making?
You just can't take a nap under heavy blankets with them.
Oh.
For an extended period of time.
Oh.
You get out of the shower, you can hang out on the couch, they're very comfy, you can even cuddle a little bit, but you got to take them shits off. Can't sleep in them, none of that shit.
Oh.
Synthetic fiber pants.
What if you're, like, chilly? Like, you're cold?
They're great. They're great.
Perfect.
Yes, they're absolutely
bad in the
perfect.
Summer.
Bad. You can't wear them in the summer, they're out in the summer. Don't even, okay. You see a girl in synthetic pants trying to hang out with you next to the couch in the summertime, beat it.
Just go.
Wash it up again.
Right.
Get some cotton pants. And
clothespins.
Yeah, take a pair of my boxers, put them on, and sit on the couch. Take the Star Wars pants off. Don't try to be cool wearing my stuff. You're going to ruin our night. You already didn't cook right. Now you're going to ruin this.
You already didn't cook right.
See what I did?
Apparently, the English major asked the home ec teacher to cook something. Man, when you don't do that right,
you already didn't cook right.
You don't expect me to pronounce things like the right way or something.
I want to go hang out with my guys and go bowling. And you're going to tell me, you didn't cook right.
You didn't cook right.
You owe me, because you didn't cook right.
And then when I mean O-H. You owe me. Owe me.
You didn't cook right. You didn't cook right. That's funny.
Yeah. You didn't cook right, said Shakespeare.
pretty funny. Yeah, but that's how you just don't destroy the snooch on both sides.
All right.
Synthetic pants.
All right. What do you think?
That's why a lot of girls that, you know, you try to go down on them after they've had pantyhose on.
Right.
They're and they're like, no.
Nope. It's like the land of lost here. Now there might be a slee stack. Yeah,
they're like, no. And you're like, nah, it's cool. Don't worry. And then they're like, nope. Same premise.
Yep.
Same premise. Just, you know, when she doesn't cook right, you can tell her who's boss. She didn't cook right.
She didn't cook right.
Take them damn pants off.
She didn't cook right.
A little bit of a tongue twat. Tongue tie.
Okay, we should do something, right? Let me get a...
Yeah, let's take a break.
All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. What if I find something? All right, I'll do this first. All right, let's take a break.
Anybody in the chat room, both chat rooms, ask them if the show sounds any different.
Yeah. You just did, so don't ask that'll work. Oops. Where is that here? This. And all right, let's take a break, and then we'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Who wants to get closer to Conti and Kenny? Everyone with gonorrhea does. So why not like the Conti and Kenny Show Facebook page? And now follow the show and them on Twitter. At CKShow, at Joe Conti Comic, and at Kenny Michael 55. What a weird, stupid Twitter that is. Kenny Michaels 5. Yeah. Kenny Michaels 5. The number 5.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave them alone and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link, and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Yeah, stupid.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at AdamandEve.com.
Wrestling's fake.
Oh, yeah?
Jesus!
The organization that brought you Tangled Web, Tournament of Death, and Prelude to Violence. 15 years of hardcore tradition. The Combat Zone is professional wrestling's proving grounds. Combat Zone doesn't do PG. No ballroom dancers or pimps shucking and jiving in our ring. Just the biggest names in independent professional wrestling. Masada.
Oh my God! What?
Adam Cole.
Only in pro wrestling can two men kill each other and then follow it up with a hug covered in blood.
Danny Havoc.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Drake Younger.
Just moving your body on the canvas. Painful?
Not painful in that!
Yeah. CZW features the ultimate hybrid style of high-flying mat wrestling combined with hardcore, death-defying action the other promotions wish they were allowed to show you. Get the latest news on live events, internet pay-per-views, and more. Or score yourself a classic CZW t-shirt from their online store. Support the ultra-violent underground. Go to CZWrestling.com or follow Combat Zone on Twitter.
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At T-Fury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts.
Sure
Where
is.
Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike.
Nope.
And the best part, all these tees feature nothing but nerd references.
Yay.
Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture,
Yay.
They're all awesome.
Awesome.
And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
11
Dude,
bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe.
Sure
What's
do.
What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's
yep.
tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Go.
Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours,
24.
So get over there before time
now.
Runs out.
Check out today's Tee Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs.
Missed a previous show? Want to catch up with the show? Have nothing else better going on with your life? Download podcasts of The Conti and Kenny Show.
Don't do
they
it.
They are on iTunes.
Nope.
And for you Apple haters, they are now on Stitcher.
No.
You can also go to morelikeradio.com or theconteandkennyshow.com.
Don't do it.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Footer from The Red. Make sure you check us out every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on More Like Radio.
Following Hippo Jew.
We're following an overweight banker? What does he do, like a Saul Rothstein? Talking accounting right here on More Like Radio.
No. I said Hippo Juice.
Oh, Juice.
Yes.
I know Hippo Juice. They rule. All right, boom. Listen to Hippo Juice. Then listen to us, 9 p.m. Wednesdays, live.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Vincent Price.
I love They are so delicate, so light, so close to being nothing, but so emphatically something. They are subtle and tend to be wasted on
beer.
I'm Dave Ingram.
And me, Donovan Spensley.
And you can join us at
DarkSentinel.dk
for a multitude of metal bands.
What fun?
Crap, cream, everything in between.
And more alcohol than you can shake an empty beer crate.
Nothing makes a more exotic party.
The same diluted metal claptrap as abused by Vincent Price.
Well, almost.
Pork.
You'll be sparkling with larceny at
www.darksentinel.dk.
Sit back and enjoy the compliment.
Thank you.
The Cousin Joe Show.
I read a thing on Reddit. There's this like a billionaire in Japan, but he was in a motorcycle accident.
That collects asses.
Yeah, he's got thousands of women in boxes,
collects
cages, things like that.
That's real.
Hang on,
that's
can you
real.
Guys back up? Because I was looking at something. Just start from the beginning. There's a guy.
He's a millionaire.
Billionaire.
He was like an electronics
country,
billionaire
in the US.
Or something, right?
In Japan.
No, this is in Japan.
Of course. Okay.
But he pays the girls. That is their job. That's
yeah, he keeps them
is.
In boxes and cages with their asses out because he loves ass.
He has like over 1,000 of them.
Oh my gosh! I was picturing boxes of cut up asses.
No.
Autopsies.
Like boxes of real women squatting down, and there's like only one hole in the box.
Wait, you guys put it.
There's a picture
I was
on Reddit.
Like, where do you cut it from? How much do you leave in?
What the fuck? I think that's what I was thinking.
What?
Nigga, you all right? Take a breath.
What?
Breath.
Say
Nick,
it.
Nick needs a minute. I don't think he can
we'll
say
give
it.
Him, we're going to give him a minute. Nick, he's drooling on himself. What were you going to say?
It's someone a collect ass. Why do they have to read a box?
Because he doesn't want to see anything else.
Why are there boxes of asses?
Well, I'm just thinking, if you collect asses, where else would you store them? You said a guy collects asses.
Yeah,
I don't.
Excuse me, I got you a box of asses.
Brad Smith says, is anyone else hard?
I got a chubby. Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh, maybe I'll go on the bottom here.
It's psychologically bad for my penis.
Call me a faggot and hit me with a stick.
Yep.
Swing.
Shut up.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
All right, we're back. I'm back. There we go. I'll turn this up a little bit. Little AC/DC when they were actually good. Last good album. I don't want to hear it. They have one or two good songs after that. That's it. All right. I didn't need to see the lyrics. What's going on, everybody? It's the Conti and Kenny Show. I'm already down almost, I would say, to half a bottle of wine. and one large cup of Kenny's big his drinky, the Captain and Coke, Captain and soda. I had one. I would say if you went to go get a Slurpee, it would be a medium sized Slurpee. You know, I'm empty.
Oh.
I'm empty, motherfucker.
All right, well, you keep that one.
All right. You fucking get another one going in there. Got my bitch getting me my drinks, yo. The phone number, if you want to call in, it's 240-442-2635. If you don't know, it's a Conti and Kenny show. Broadcasting on More Like Radio until 9. And then we go strictly to ContiandKenny.com. Because after that, the Bully Show, I mean the Back Talk Radio, they bullied us out of our third hour. So we go to just Conti and Kenny. And, you know, we do that, if that makes any sense. So, yeah, I'm drinking a little bit tonight. Ooh, we got a phone call. I should lower this. Oops. Let me answer this. Hello? Conti Kenny Show.
Hey, it's Lady Trucker.
Hi, Lady Trucker. How are you?
Doing good. How about you guys?
I'm okay. My partner, as soon as he gets me my drink and gets back. Thank you, sir.
Right,
thank you for my drink.
Right.
We got Lady Trucker on the phone.
Oh, man.
Are you working? Are you out on the road? Are you home?
I'm out on the road. I'm parked right now for the night.
Yeah, where you at? Where you at in America?
Where you at?
I'm in Ohio.
Oh, sweet. Are where near Youngstown or like Columbus or what are the other places in Ohio?
In Ohio, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
No, you're in Ohio. That's all you gotta say.
Where's your destination?
I'm headed to Iowa.
Sweet. And what do you, what's the correct, I'm not sure why.
Like,
but
you're the worst interviewer.
I'm just so happy right now. It doesn't matter. Cool. What's the correct verb, what's you hauling or what are you dragging or what's the word that we use?
Anything you want, what you're hauling or whatever. I'm not sure if I got diapers or paper towels.
Sweet. Diapers and paper towels. So if one doesn't work, you use the other one, right? Is that how it works?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
See? I'm excited.
Oh, this is boring. Facial tissue.
Facial tissue. See? For either one, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're coming or going, right? Is that how it works?
That's right. That's
yes.
Right. Get you, you can clear off both ends of your body.
Yes. And how long have you been a trucker, Lady Trucker?
It'll be 18 years in May.
No shit. Now, do you do you get a lot of? Like,
I got to slow down on the rum on this guy. He's enthusiastic.
I'm very enthusiastic. Sure. When you're in this state, everything is really, really cool. I mean, this is cool anyway, but it's really cool. Now, do you still get?
Why did you? That's why I live.
18 years. No offense, Lady Trucker, but a friggin' broad driving around that long without being like, hey, you can't do this anymore. You know what I mean? See, that's saying that women are bad drivers, but obviously she's not because she's been doing it for 18 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
see?
Continue.
All right. So do you still get, like, crap from other drivers because you're a girl? Like, even once in a while?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, all the time. You turn the CB radio on and within 5 minutes they're just calling you bitch and slut and whore, and I'm talking to them. I'm telling them, you know, that they fuck their granddaughters, and I just get really mean.
Nice, you have to. I mean, you're in a, you know, you're kind of in a man's world there, and so you got to hold your ground, you know.
There's only like 4% of the truck drivers are women, and then most of them are teen drivers with their husbands or their boyfriends.
Right, I've seen that.
I'm a solo driver.
Just tell them Charlize Theron played you in the movie Monster, and you'll have no more problems.
That's true, because you would be a serial killer.
Yeah.
Is that the joke?
Yeah, it was sort of there.
Yeah, it was close.
Well, it's not really, wasn't that good.
She wasn't really a trucker.
All right, it wasn't that good. Let's move on.
Okay.
I apologize.
Sorry. We're moving on. because you would, like, what's your, like, is Lady Trucker your radio handle?
No, it's Lone Star Viking.
Lone Star Viking. Now, why? Because you're, like, from Minnesota or something?
Well, because I was from the Lone Star state.
Oh, that would be Texas.
And
okay.
Viking is my heritage and my football team.
Your heritage is Viking?
That's right.
What the fuck are you?
Swedish, half Norwegian, 100% descendant of Viking warrior rapist.
Wow.
How do you do your taxes? How do you sign up for anything? Asian and white? Other?
Yeah, really. I guess she's just white.
Other, she's...
I'm just white.
Yeah, she's white, white.
I would put fucking Viking on my applications. Viking.
Yeah. Just draw Viking on there?
Viking.
You put know? An other, and then just draw the helmet of Hagar the Horrible, like the helmet that Hagar wears.
Sure.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like that.
Is Hagar the Horrible a cartoon?
Yeah. The funnies.
You couldn't
comic.
Think of any other Viking.
No. Was it Leif Garrett or something like that? Was he a Viking?
Leif Erickson. Leif Garrett was a pop star.
He was a singer. Yeah, that's right. He killed his friend and put him in a wheelchair. Or he put him in a wheelchair. I don't think you kill somebody and then put him in a wheelchair, right? That's a weird burial, isn't it?
What do you want, Barry's friend sitting up?
Wait, what are you, Aunt Edna, National Lampoons? Yeah. Put her on a roof?
Shit, so what brings you to our chat room? I don't think we've ever had you in our chat.
No, this is my first time listening and trying to chat, and my phone, the memory is low, so I can listen to the show and I start chatting, and then the audio cut out, and oh. So it's just like I'm just listening now.
That's kind of cool because like she's a celebrity from like ONA and Ron and Fez, so she's listening. It's a celebrity of two very very popular shows listening to our show. So it's kind of cool,
right? Don't listen to this one anymore. When you hang up, just don't worry about it. Check out
the
shorts.
Check out past shows. Yeah,
yeah, check out the shorts.
Yeah, where I was right on mark.
This tonight's an experiment.
Yeah, that's failing. Yeah, I think Philadelphia had a better experiment.
And now, right now, Conti's drinking Ripple out of a Poland Spring bottle. It really is. Wow, you didn't have any other kind of a container from the house?
I didn't see one.
Why didn't you just bring the bottle of Spumante?
I didn't want to have an open bottle. In Beverly's car.
Well, you didn't have to drink it on the way.
It was already open, though. It was already like 3/4 of a bottle.
So you just decided to put the liquor in a Poland Spring bottle.
I poured it in a Poland Spring
bottle. So when the cop pulls you, everyone goes, what's that red shit in a Poland Spring bottle?
I mean, like, it's creatine. You want to take one in the mouth? Creatine.
Kenny, he just used the funnel in the bottle because it'd be too obvious if he funneled his drink into his mouth.
Yeah, it's like weird, you know. So I put in here, and what's funny is my girlfriend didn't care. She drove me here, and then like my throat was hurting me from something that I was doing earlier on.
It's personal.
No, I was something on the inside. And so I opened it up because I needed to just take a swig. And she's like, what are you doing? You can't open that bottle. I'll get a ticket. I'm like, it's fucking wine. In an open bottle of Poland Spring. You think the fact that it's opened is the reason why you're going to get a fucking ticket? Not your dumb boyfriend sitting in a passenger seat holding a half fucking filled bottle of Poland Spring with wine in it? You don't think that's giving you a ticket anyway? Is that not considered open container? Why do I sound like Seinfeld?
What's the deal?
But you know what I mean? It's like, whatever. I'm done now, so I need some more shit.
I got you the whole thing right
Ooh,
there.
You got me another one. Very nice. But that's cool, man. Lady Trucker, because, you know, we were...
Yeah, listen to the shorts. Go back and listen to another show. This one. I mean, it's great that you're on, but... I mean, and the show's been funny. It's just all over the place. There's no construction to it.
No, because I'm the guy who keeps it running something. Back to you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I figured I'd call in to comment on the guys are talking about the synthetic materials before the break.
Yes.
Well, hold on one second. What were we talking about? The comfy cozies.
Yes.
Go ahead, Lady Trucker.
All right. Well, the synthetic materials, especially like pantyhose and stuff, that just brews yeast infections in women.
Really?
Especially if you, if you don't wash your pantyhose after each use. I knew a girl once, couldn't figure out why she always had yeast infection. I was like, are you washing your pantyhose, you know, after you use them every time? She's like, no.
Does that logic also go for bank robbers?
Could be.
That's very funny.
Well, if you use your girlfriend's pantyhose.
That's very funny. Robbery.
Might be a problem there.
Can you describe one of the bank robbers? Can you describe him? Well, the one guy had some sort of ski mask on, and he had a very bloody face.
No, we'll knock it off.
He looks like he cut himself shaving.
No. It's not even. You're at the wrong thing. You're at the wrong vagina process.
No, because he's wearing it over his face.
Yeah, but it's not that she wears it during her period.
Oh,
if you close the snooch up, right, then the stuff all marinates and.
So it was a guy. He was wearing a ski mask, and he was bit by a rabid dog.
You're not making it. No. what they would say was. He had the ski mask on. He was making a face, and he wasn't pulling it from the back. It was just what was in the front. I see. Now you're getting me weird.
Yeah, he had a pantyhose on with a racing stripe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But it really does, lady. It actually does. And as a guy, I was like, I shower twice, sometimes three times a day. You know what I mean? All depends on my activity or what I do.
Or how obsessed you are that day.
Yeah. And for a couple of times, I had these beautiful comfy pants, took a nap, and then I was like, this is ridiculous. And powder doesn't cover it up. Can't put powder on it. That lasts for about 2 minutes. You just got to wash it off again and just wear the cotton pants.
And then usually the sexy underwear is made from synthetic materials, and that'll help a lady stink down below.
Yeah. Really?
And dudes, too. You know, and a guy is worse because, it's probably the same, but guys less of the time know that their balls stink than women do.
You think so?
Absolutely. They don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
I'm very conscious if my...
most humans are, but most of the guys in this world are mutants. And they're just like...
So girls are much more aware of it, like right away. In her.
I'm going to change my stance. I'm going to say it's 50-50 on both sides.
You made absolutely no stance.
No stance. Yeah,
you didn't change your stance. You did nothing. You added not 1 ounce of a fucking personal opinion to what you just said.
No, I never do. That's just
ridiculous.
That's why I switch.
I'm going to guess that women are going to notice more. Unless they're a little slow.
Yeah, but the men have, most of your choices in underwear is all in cotton.
That's true.
Yeah, unless you're Liberace. But
you two should go out and get some silk underwear and put that on and wear that for a while and see how quick the stink rises.
Somebody says that.
The only problem with silk, I used to have a couple of pairs of silk boxers.
Like boxers, right?
Yeah, when you take a pee. And you jingle it off a little bit, but then once your penis goes below the horizontal grade, when it starts to dip the 20, 30, 40 degrees lower into your pants, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Picture your dick pointing straight out from you.
That's how it always looks.
No. I'm talking when you're holding it, you hold your penis pretty much horizontal to the equator.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, straight out. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then you dip it a little bit into
the urinal.
You lower the drawbridge a little bit into the urinal. Then you shake.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then when you go and put back in your pants, you tuck, and then it comes down almost vertical. So
mine's very small. It just rests right.
So
on
the
top
little
of
drippies
the
go hit the cotton pants, cotton underwear will absorb the little drips.
Okay.
Silk
won't.
Silk, nope.
Just bounces off
you can
like
feel
an afro.
Right off the front of your calf, off your shin.
Like a water on a young black child's hair.
Right, your shin, right into your shoes.
Really?
Yeah. If you have baggier pants on,
no way.
Right down the leg. Yep.
Right down, huh?
Yeah. That's why you ever see the guys, they shake the whole thing down.
You know? Oh, I thought they were bragging.
No, oh. That's to get the pee off their leg.
Oh. Fucking assholes. Another sip.
But that's,
well, Joe, you're going to have to go out and get some silk underwear and just check it out and see, you know, see what happens.
I heard you do silk underwear and then you have, like, the really smooth bed sheet. When you, like, jump on, you, like, slide, and you'll slide right off like it's fucking covered in Vaseline.
Yeah, I had sateen sheets for a while.
Satin, I
still have, not the real satin.
But I'm saying that was what...
Sateen.
Sateen?
Yeah. Yeah, and then with satin boxes, you're sliding all
you
over.
You slide right all over the place, right?
Well, it's like, it's the same thing as trying to dunk a Cheerio when you're trying to put your head under a pillow. You put the pillow down and one will go flying. You're like, son of a cunt. Okay. It knocks your water, a drink of water off your nightstand.
All right.
You know, we're probably going to 9 o'clock. Joe's fading.
I'm good. I feel good. I'm glad Lady Trucker called. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, I'm just an attention whore like you are, Joe. I'm just trying to see how many shows I can call up and get on air and talk to the host.
Oh.
Well, thanks. I appreciate you not saying that we have a good show and you just want to be a part of it. You just want to get on the air. No. No, it's
just my first time listening. And, you know, poor Joe sounds like he's combining cold medicine with his alcohol.
Yeah, I'm combining something, but I can't really say what it is for legal purposes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he is combining.
But you're right. I'm combining, yes. I am doing some major meth.
Yeah, he's I gave him the Whitney Houston cocktail tonight.
Is his girlfriend going to have him take a bath when he gets home?
Yeah, I guess. The drink is going to be called Our Children's Future. Yeah. That's the joke.
After the show, I'm going to just do a little video podcast of Joe doing an audition as the Joker. That's a Heath Ledger joke. Get it?
Heath Ledger, yeah.
You got it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm going. Okay. I'm on my way. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Lady Trucker. I appreciate it. We do.
Yeah, and I look forward to listening to your shows in the future.
Well, if
my alarm set for Monday nights.
Well, if you want to listen to we do like a shorts thing, which is like a 20-30 minute podcast. We've made like 9 of them. It's called Conti Kenny Shorts. They might be more tolerable because they're short and they're like little best of things. So, if you want to try to get into a 3-hour show right away. Might be tough.
I'll check that out. I mean, I
well,
I was looking for new things to listen to.
Thank you.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling because we all, you know, you listen to a lot. I've heard you on the air numerous times of, you know, my favorite shows. And it's really cool that you called in. I really appreciate it. And like I said, you know, we all kind of run in the same circles. Whether it's, you know, O&A or Ron and Fez, you know,
yeah.
Same guests and kind of, you know, it's all our pals and more like radio.
Like an extended family.
Yeah, yeah.
If I may.
I'm really digging the community with the bigger shows.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like our station.
Yeah.
It's really cool. It's really just cool. So,
yeah, well, I mean how many shows does any kind of woman call up and just talk about the... you know, how your crotch will stink from synthetic material.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's true. There's not too many shows that she can do that to. So we helped make her day.
Perfect. And she made ours.
Oh, you definitely made my day.
And she made ours.
Well, I love you guys, and I'll just hang up and take a listen to you.
Thanks, Lady Trucker. You have a good night. I call her LT.
LT?
LT for... Lady Trucker.
That would work.
Yes. Let's get into Harold Ramis a little bit. Very sad.
Yes.
Is this you read up on what he died of? Is that something that's sudden?
No.
This he had viral reticulitis?
He had an infection.
Okay.
And he died of, son of a bitch. It's right here.
Virulite reticulitis.
No, autoimmune inflammatory vasculitis. It's a, he had an infection, and then this kind of popped up, and it's a rare disease that swells your blood vessels. That's the inflammatory vasculitis. Your blood vessels, I guess, you know, he probably had a heart attack Or wow. You know, it basically inflames it, so your blood vessels, you cut off, you kink the hose, kind of a thing.
Damn. So it was definitely rare, and it wasn't expected.
No, I think it was expected.
Oh.
Because this happened in 2010.
He was hurting.
And, 2010. And now he died from it. So he was fighting it.
He was a gem, dude. He was definitely a gem.
No, he was awesome. He was absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
The movies.
Dude, I didn't realize how many movies. Like, I knew he co-wrote Caddyshack.
Animal House.
Yeah. I didn't know.
National Lampoon's Animal House.
I didn't know he also co-wrote Easy Money with Rodney.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Here it is. This is Howard's 14 greatest contributions to Hollywood.
Okay.
Let's see. Number one is Second City Television, SCTV.
He didn't create SCTV, is he? Or he was just from SCTV.
I was a head writer on the groundbreaking television series.
Second City.
During its first season, yeah, SCTV. Okay. That had John Candy, that had...
Bill Hall.
And also...
I picked...
Catherine O'Hara.
Oh, yeah,
Catherine
from
O'Hara.
Home Alone.
Eugene Levy.
Yeah, Gene
Rick
Levy.
Rick Moranis. Dave Thomas.
You
know, take off, you hoosers.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm just repeating everybody you repeat, like I knew who it was.
A huge cast on that show. And that was contemporary to Saturday Night Live. Then National Lampoon's Animal House in 1978. He wrote and directed it.
Wow.
1979, Meatballs. First big screen collaboration, co-wrote the screenplay with director Ivan Reitman, star Bill Murray, number four, Caddyshack.
Dude, even Bones in the chat. Nice guy, can't even make a joke about him, you know?
No, he's
Harold Ramis fan.
This, for us, you know what I mean?
Yeah, this is big.
As comics,
big,
and
yeah.
In the comedian world. Any comic director, I'll find it, but there was a couple of quotes from Dan Aykroyd, Judd Apatow. Judd Apatow's another one. He's done Knocked Up and... Put him in all of the movies. He put Harold Ramis in all the
Harold
movies.
Harold Ramis also was in one of my favorite movies, As Good As It Gets.
As Good
he
As
played
It
the
Gets,
Doctor,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Stripes, 1981. Director Ivan Reitman. National Lampoon's Vacation, 1983. As a director, National Lampoon's Vacation, classic. Ghostbusters, 1984.
You know, I got to watch it again. I don't remember Ghostbusters. All I remember the only thing I remember about Ghostbusters was the big, huge Michelin Man or
That's Ghostbusters 2.
Oh, that's 2?
Yes, that's 2.
You sure?
Wait a minute. No, you're right. That's 1. I'm
John
sorry.
Pointed
I'm
and
sorry.
Said 1.
It's
John,
1. I'm
John
sorry.
John almost
yeah.
fucking cut your
yeah.
fucking head
no,
off.
No, number 2 is number 2 is Statue of Liberty. I apologize. It was actually just on.
I got to watch that then. I don't remember it.
That's a great movie. It holds up, too.
It
holds up.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, Bill Murray.
There's a lot of
amazing.
Weird shit in there. Like, Eddie Murphy was supposed to be somebody in there, and then...
Well, the guy that played Ernie Hudson played Winston.
Right. Wasn't that supposed to be Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy, yeah, yeah.
And then somebody else was supposed to be Belushi. Like, it was a lot of weirdness in that movie.
Yeah,
but he co-wrote that, right?
Yeah, co-wrote it and directed.
You know what? I'll say it right now. Mel Brooks of our time.
I would agree
that's
with you.
That's a good fucking call, Conti.
That's a good call, Conti.
Yeah, thank you. Bones, Animal House is one of my all-time favorites, of course.
Back to School, 1986. Great Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Yeah, he co-wrote that too, right?
Reeves was one of the several credited screenwriters. Yeah.
Yeah.
That really was just an excuse to provide a vague.
How great is that? He's part of two of Rodney. He's part of the reason why Rodney has two of the greatest movies.
Then it was Baby Boom with Diane Keaton.
How about this? Groundhog's Day. That's one of my faves.
No S on that.
Did I say faves?
No, you said Groundhog's Day.
Yeah, but I'm more upset that I said it's one of my faves. It's the first time I've ever said that in my life.
Groundhog
Day,
one of the great ones.
Oh, that's just great. What a great friggin' movie. What else?
Caddyshack and Vacation are terrific, but Ramis' best ever work as a director is now the classic comedy that marks his final collaboration with star Bill Murray. Super dark and ultra funny Groundhog Day is a classic.
That was his last? Dude, that was like
with
92.
No, with Bill Murray.
With Bill Murray, Murray. That was like 92 that movie came out.
That was...
Or might have been 93. Yeah.
As good as it gets. Warm thing of passion.
Did he have anything to do with As Good as It Gets besides just playing a part in it?
No, just a physician. Analyze this. He wrote and.
Ooh, Joe Z has an interesting thing about Ghostbusters. Joe Z in the chat. Ghostbusters was supposed to be a buddy film starring Belushi and Aykroyd fighting ghosts in outer space. I didn't know that.
That really switched.
Kind of glad they did.
Yeah.
Now what's that? What number?
Number 12. Analyze this. There have been many self-parody projects for De Niro over the past 15 years, but the only really worth a damn is the mob comedy directed by Ramis, in which he's a shrink, but we know the thing. Analyze this.
Oh, okay. He directed that.
He directed that, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Then The Office, 2006 to 2013. Ramis directed 4 episodes of the long-running NBC comedies based on Ricky Gervais' Short Running. I didn't even know that.
Very nice.
Knocked Up. In 2007, director Judd Apatow got to work with one of his personal heroes in Knocked Up, with Ramis taking on the mostly improvised role of Ben's dad, sharing at least one great father-son scene with Seth Rogen. He talks about smoking pot and stuff. High school racing, he was one of the person I wanted to be when I was growing up, said Apatow. Role of Ben's dad, sharing at least one great father-son scene with Seth. When I was 15, I interviewed Harold for my high school radio station, and he was the person that I wanted to be when I was growing up, said Apatow, who also produced Ramis' final feature directing gig, Year One. Year One, no shit, final that was with Jack Black.
Yeah, Year One.
And Michael Cera.
Michael Cera.
His work is the reason why so many of us got into comedy. We grew up on Second City and Ghostbusters, Vacation, Animal House, Stripes, Meatballs. He literally made every single one of our favorite movies. It's a good call. You know what I mean? That really is.
He's just awesome.
That kind of sums it up right there. Do you have to move the straw up and down while you sip?
I'm sorry.
There's a. If every so often. Let me try to find this Yahoo.
This Yahoo?
This Yahoo.
I thought you meant let me go try to find this
Yahoo.
No. Oh, because it was in the top 10 or wasn't even in the top 10?
No, I don't think he did. I don't think he did. Fuck this.
Did what? I'll tell you. I heard all about it today. I'll tell you what happened.
Hold on, I'm gonna go to this one. I want to see his whole.
Up your job, turkey.
Hold on. All right, I want to see his whole lineage. Howard got his start in the comedy as a Playboy magazine's joke editor and reviewer. In 1969, he joined Chicago's Second City's improvisational theater troupe before moving to New York to help write and perform in the National Lampoon show. Now, the National Lampoon show was the pre-thing to, whatchamacallit, I actually saw a fucking awesome documentary on this.
On the
National Lampoon show. What it was they gave the head writing job or something to Belushi. This is 1974, 75.
Oh, that's a black guy. Guilty!
Whatchamacallit, something like that, and it was this whole, the actual collaboration of all these people, all the people that made all these movies, you know, with Belushi and Aykroyd, Murray, Gilda Radner,
right.
You name it, every single person was on this, and Belushi was running this National Lampoon show, and then Lorne Michaels comes by and says, you know, let's do something, kind of a thing.
So National Lampoon show was the prelude to Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It was
really?
It was a prelude to a bunch of different things. I wish they had whatchamacallit. Wow, he's got a lot of stuff.
Dude, he was just an animal.
Club Paradise, Back to School, Rodney Dangerfield Show, It's Not Easy Being Me, TV Movie, Head Writer. Caddyshack, Meatballs, Animal House. He, whatchamacallit, he loved fucking Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, he put Rodney in a bunch of things.
Rover Dangerfield, story developed by... Remember Rover Dangerfield?
Rover Dangerfield?
Yeah, the cartoon.
It was a movie?
No, it was a cartoon.
Cartoon?
Yeah.
Like a dog? With the doing the Rodney voice?
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was something like that,
yeah.
Rover Dangerfield. I don't think I remember that, bro. I'm gonna say Rover Dangerfield. Let's see, Rover Dangerfield, the trailer.
No respect. No respect at all.
He's the last word in animal magnetism.
I'm smart. Well, when I was paper trained, I learned to read.
He's the hottest thing that ever hit Las Vegas.
I love my life in Las Vegas. I wouldn't change it for anything. I got it made here.
He's animation's newest party animal.
Why, it's a dog's life and I love it. Las Vegas is the place for me.
He's Rover Dangerfield.
Hey, gang, how you doing?
He's a big city hound on his way out of town.
Oh, pardon me. I mean, I'm new in town.
Way, way out of town.
I'm on a farm. I think I'll change my name to Jethro. What a vocabulary.
He's hot on the trail of fun.
Get away from those chickens. Look, we're buddies.
And adventure.
Who do you think you're dealing with? Little Red Riding Hood?
And he's about to discover...
Hey, who's she?
A farm is the perfect place for love to grow.
I'd give up a bone for you.
Here, boy.
Cause that's how much you mean to me. When I first saw your face, my heart began to race. You filled my soul with ecstasy. Hey, Big Mouth. Who asked for a wake-up call?
He's man's best friend.
Fetch, boy, fetch!
You want it? You go get it.
He's Rover Dangerfield, the dog who gets no respect.
No respect at all.
Right? I forgot about
that. Crazy. So was that a movie?
That was a movie. That was a movie. I totally forgot about it. It was a movie.
Oh, my God. Has anybody in any of the chats ever seen that?
I've never even heard of it. I remember it. I just remembered it.
So it was like a Disney movie where kids can end up. That's the only thing I'm looking at. Like, wow, that was letting kids
get totally a taste kids. Of Rodney. That's why who needs a wake up call?
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, listen, anything that exposes children to Rodney Dangerfield is a good thing.
Right. Maybe that could be why George Carlin did.
That Sassabary train guy?
Sassabary. Yeah, no, it was the train, but it was...
Yeah, it was like Sassy Barry, the train conductor guy?
Oh, no, the name of the guy, I don't know, but it was... But the train thing was... What the fuck was the name of the train?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever.
Thomas. Thomas the...
No, it was
Thomas the Choo-Choo, something.
It was like in the early 90s. But anyway... Point is, I thought it was like a TV show, this Rover Dangerfield. But then when we played this,
I forgot about that.
I never heard, and that's another thing, Ramiston.
Yes. Yep.
Is that me all blown out? Is that from today?
Yep.
Oh, that's funny.
Brent put it in.
Holy shit, that's funny. Mr. Conductor.
Mr. Conductor in Thomas the Tank Train Engine. Or Thomas the Train. Thomas the Train Tank.
Yeah, Thomas. I don't know. Thomas, Mr. Conductor. I never heard of that until after he died and they talked about it. So. But anyway, Harold Ramis, man, is going to be missed. And you never heard a bad thing about him, never heard a negative thing about the dude.
No, not at all.
Always heard nice things about him. Yeah, that's a big loss.
You always heard nice things. You always heard nice things. He was a quiet guy, kept to himself. You always heard nice things.
Yep.
No, but just think about, you know, I guarantee more people know about Ghostbusters than they do Young Frankenstein now. You know what I mean?
Because of the time, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, because, yeah.
I think
yeah.
so. I mean.
So that you saying that he might be the Mel Brooks of this time.
Yeah.
He might be the Mel Brooks of our time.
Yeah.
Like a Judd Apatow later on, or Farrelly Brothers maybe might be the next generation.
You want to add them all together, maybe they, maybe almost equal a Mel Brooks, but I'll give Harold Ramis the same kudos as Mel Brooks.
Sure, absolutely.
The other guys.
Now, there's also a production difference, too, than the 80s movies, than even the mid to late 90s movies. The Me, Myself, and Irene's, or the Something About Mary's. They have to be separated from the 80s genre, from that 1976 to 1989, 1990. It has to be separated in its own genre. You know what I mean? Just like 1960, you know, the original producers, Mel Brooks, 62, whatever the fuck it was.
Right.
Or whatever year, 1969 or whatever it was that Young Frankenstein came out.
74.
Was it that late?
Yeah.
Really? All right, well, then you have to separate that, you know what I mean? And look at each genre. So you've got your Mel Brooks, you've got your Harold Ramis, and you've got who this is, Farrelly Brothers or Apatow.
Yeah, for now you want to add them all together. But as one, give them all, like, you know.
Yeah, sure, sure. Well, not the new guys yet. They don't.
That's what I'm saying. All, like, you know, all three of them equal.
Let's talk in 15 years if we're still talking about something about Mary or Knocked Up.
Yeah. And if we're still not getting paid, a little bit of an issue. I think we'd have more of a meeting about why are we not getting paid than why we're not listening to Harold Ramis doing Judd Apatow stuff. Back to you. I wish I could edit that out. I wish I could edit that out. Because that would be
I see it happening.
You see me.
I see
you
it.
You can see me just running out of petrol.
Uh-huh.
Like it's just a gas leak.
I can see it. Your eyes droop a bit.
Mm.
and I can see your body language.
Bad. Yeah, it's like, where am I going with this? It's not a good thing. Yeah, with the Harold Ramis going into the Mel Brooks take care. Yeah.
I've been watching the Mel Brooks thing lately. He's been on a lot of...
Yeah, he's been... Is he promoting a new movie coming out or something?
Text in the chat room. Ramis was to the 90s what John Hughes was to the 80s.
Mm. The thing is, though...
Different.
Is Ramis was...
Goofy comedy,
but
Hughes
not even
was...
that. But I, if forget about the decades, because Ramis.
What's IMO mean?
What?
What's IMO?
IMO.
Like you know how LLM.
Yeah, yeah, LMAO, IMO.
What's IMO?
It may be I am Oregonian. It means you're from Oregon. Back to you.
It's only going to get worse.
Let's see. Josie in the chat makes a good point. I don't think we'll be talking about Knocked Up by the end of Obama's term. You know, the thing is that Ramis, since like the mid-70s all the way into the 90s, and Hughes, because he died young, you know, was kind of more of a niche as an 80s movie guy. So,
well, he was different. He was Pretty in Pink and whatnot, or whatever it was,
right.
Or Breakfast Club.
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of a
What's
genre.
Happening to Hot Stuff? Something like that. I'm not sure. Is that the name of the movie? What's Happening to Hot Stuff?
I want to know who did Gung Ho. Who directed
IMO is a healthcare provider. Oh, IMO.
In my
opinion. Very good, White Ass Brent.
And also Fap Juice said it.
Fap Juice?
Yeah.
We have a Fap Juice in the chat room?
Yeah, they're in there all the time, yeah.
Fap Juice?
Fap Juice, yeah, I mentioned them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never seen Fap Juice.
Well, Fap Juice is probably European.
Why is that?
Because
they spelled it wrong?
No, you call it Fap. Fapping.
What's Fapping?
Jerking off.
What?
Yeah, fapping.
Fapping?
About this. Yeah.
No, never. I've never heard the word fapping before. Fapping is for rubbing one out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Fap. I'm going to go fap.
I'm going to go fap one off. I'm going to go fap one off.
Fuck off.
Fuck off. I'm going to go fap one off.
Yeah, so fap juice maybe. Oh. Fap. Or you just use the name.
Fap juice. Okay. That's...
Makes sense.
Semen. Yeah. Back to you. All right.
So don't go Harold Ramis again. It's the third time. It's the third time we've gone on a quiet note, and you went Harold Ramis, and we're just keep going.
Well, because we only have a couple minutes before we have to switch over to It's almost 2 hours. We haven't done anything.
No, we haven't.
2 hours of a program. If people were paying for this, they would want their money back. We haven't done it. We haven't done anything.
All right. Well, you know what?
But I think we've been pretty entertaining.
I think so. You know what we'll do? Let's take a quick break, okay? And
Josie has a great point. Hughes was a very specific filmmaker. He really only made films in genre. Ramos could make anything funny. He, you know?
Ramos.
What am I saying? Ramos? John Ramos. How has he went from Jew to Greek?
I don't know.
Ramos. Not Ramos.
No.
Ramos. I don't know why I'm saying that. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay.
Why don't we take a quick break? Excuse me. And when we come back, let's talk about the Jason Collins.
Yes.
And the N-word in the NFL.
Yes.
Right? Yes. Right? We might have some opinions on that.
Absolutely. But also, during this break, we're going to be signing off.
We got big. Oh yeah, Mary. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Right. Yeah, Mary. I was just going to say Marianne's in the chat room.
What happened?
No, I'm saying there's Big Rich in Arizona, Fap Juice. They're all in the chat room.
Oh, Big Rich in Arizona's in the chat. Huh? I like Big Richie.
I think they just come on at like 8:50 and just
They listen to 5 minutes of us and then they listen to Back Talk. Bully Radio, Back Talk Radio.
Because
bully us out of
voice,
our fucking. Bully voice. Us out of our third fucking spot, won't you? Yeah.
Their voices are hotter.
That's true. all right, let's take a break. And then at exactly at 9 o'clock, if you're listening in more like a radio, you should get out and just go to Conti and Kenny. Because we'll be on there specifically right after that. Okay. You ready?
Sounds good, yeah.
All right, we'll be right back then. It's the Conti and Kenny Show. Ah. On the More Like a Radio. And on ContiandKenny.com. We're going to play a little...
Listen to Back Talk Radio.
My home to the shadows of the night. my nickname was I Don't Know Joe, because whenever I was trying to talk to somebody about my problems, like, listen, man, I don't know what the hell's going on.
Is that really?
I don't know how I'm feeling. I don't know. All I know is I don't want to be here. I don't want to be there. I don't know where I want to be. Just, I figured I should tell you. And they're like, they would be like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know.
Listen to the I Don't Know Joe show every Wednesday at joefernandez.net.
Happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
If you want to get a copy of my DVD or CD, go to joeconti.com and it'll take you right to our website and you can purchase it right online. Or go to CD Baby or iTunes and get it. It's called Happiness.
It's not bad.
It's fantastic, dude.
It's not bad.
You have no idea. It's an hour of mundane comedy. It's fantastic. Hey, who needs Ambien? I got Ambien on a disc.
I got Ambien Viagra and Life with Happiness. Happiness. Joe Conti CD.
Oh, happiness, happiness, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with more than my share of happiness.
$20 for a DVD and CD total, including shipping.
Thank you. Good night.
You can order a
CD. Enjoy your purchase.
You can order a CD by itself, a DVD by itself.
Let me get these purchasing orders out. just buy that fucking CD.
Shut up and stop bothering us. Just keep ordering. Hit refresh and do it again.
I got more than my share of happiness.
Yeah, it's good. Just fucking buy it. All right, I'm going with all the hack drinking songs to come back with. A little Blind in Texas by Wasp. Yeah, when I got into Wasp when I was like 15, I still don't know if it's we are sexual perverts or weird animal sexual predators or something like that. It was like that was supposed to be their wackiness, and then Blackie Lawless would eat raw meat and throw more raw meat at the audience. I don't understand the raw meat thing. I'm not sure what the hell that all means. This is the Conti and Kenny Show. Arrogance and Alcoholism. The phone number, 240-HI-CNK, which means 240-442-2635. And you can listen. Now it's after 9, if you're listening in podcast. That just means that we're just on ContiandKenny.com. And you can just go there and listen, or go there and go go into the chat and listen and join in. We got a few of the regs in the chat. And stuff like that there. All right. They got good videos of me... So we have a fap juice.
that's in a more like chat, yeah. Hold on, I'm just popping this up.
In Texas. Texas. Dude, I'm almost done with this one. Is that your second one too?
Yeah, no, I can make you another one.
You make me another one?
I'll top that one off real quick.
You top me off? Fucking beautiful, hey. It's nice when you got friends in like big places. I'll go out and get you a drink. That's the way it should be. This bitch should be making my drink all the time. Because if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be doing this every Monday for free. Yeah. Asshole. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Jerk off. Just make my fucking sandwich and drink. I liked Wasp. It was good. And they had I Wanna Fuck You. No, I Fuck Like a Beast. And they all the songs. All their songs sound the same. I Fuck Like a Beast. I Fuck Like a Beast. Same song. I Fuck Like a Beast. Same thing. I Fuck Like a Beast. Same exact song. Fuck Like a Beast. What do you mean you ain't got no liquor? Blah, blah, blah. What do you mean? I don't want to go home. Thank you, sir. I'm blind in Texas. Texas.
All right, shut it off already.
Is hot tonight. I was playing like a hack drinking song. I'm blind in Texas. Texas. In Texas.
Your singing is taking the show to all-time lows. There it is. See? Told you.
Thanks for checking us out. Of course, the last hour of the program with me and my buddy Kenny Michaels. And we have to mention, now that we're just on here, the benefit is this Friday night.
Yes.
It's a very, very, very cool thing. It's a fundraiser for my girlfriend's sister, which is basically my sister-in-law. Their house burnt down back in January, and they're still going through things. They don't know how much, and they lost everything. So they did
total
this,
loss, right?
Yeah. So they did. We're doing a show this Friday night in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, at the Rhino Theater. If you need the info for it, I don't. Just go to my website, joeconti.com.
And it's brown paper tickets too.
Yeah, well, it'll all be there. So if you go to my website, joeconti.com, click on my schedule, and then go to May 28th, which is a Friday, this Friday. It's all there. It's an 8 o'clock.
What date? May
28th. Did I say May 28th? May 28th. Well, it may happen on the 28th. Wow, did I say that? Whew.
Yep.
It's February 28th. This Friday night,
yeah,
in Pompton Lakes at the Upside Down or Backward Rhino. I don't know what it's called. But all the info is on my schedule, and you can get tickets online. They're $20, and you do it through brown paper tickets, and it's like $21.50. Or the information's there. If you live in the Pompton Lakes area and you just want to buy some tickets, the girl that's running it is Stacy. She, all the information's on there. And it's me, Kenny Michaels, and the Rev Bob Levy. Might be like maybe another guest. Oh, I think Beverly's nephew is going to start off the show because he
took dabbling, sure.
He took a comedy class and did a little stand-up a couple times. So he might just go up and say a few words and
Why
do a couple
not?
Jokes. And we might even have a guest spot. Bob might be bringing somebody as like a guest spot. So
sure.
It's going to be a fun night.
More the merrier.
Me and the return of the Kenny Michaels.
No.
No?
I worked last week.
But like
I'm working tomorrow.
Or like a bigger, a real show.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, you've done a couple spots, but like, yeah, you know, where people can actually come see you.
Yeah, if anybody's
and see you do a fucking nice size spot.
If anybody's in the Garwood area this Wednesday, it's a 8:15 show. It's at the station in Garwood, New Jersey. I'll be there.
The station.
We're working on some new material.
Look at you.
And then March 14th, Friday, March 14th.
I saw that.
Yeah.
You got a little gig.
I'm helping Matt Bridgestone out. It's at Fire and Ice.
Yeah, I can't do it that night. I got a gig. I was going to go down there.
On Ford Avenue in Ford's.
Nice.
Literally.
Dude.
Backyard.
Is it right by the OTB?
It's right. It's in the same strip mall.
Yeah, so I'm going to go. I'll just come by the OTB,
yeah,
and hopefully put my ear to the wall.
You
while
You
want to
play the ponies?
Bets.
You want to see a comedy show?
Yeah, you can laugh and then go play the ponies, lose your money.
Yeah, there's a bunch of guys on there, a bunch of good guys, old pals, some new people, and I'll be master of ceremonies on that one, doing my thing.
Bones in the chat.
That's March 14th.
Bones in the chat said he's laughing, but he's laughing at me, not with me.
He's laughing at you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because you know.
You were singing.
Having a good time.
It had nothing to do with the show. It had to do with singing.
I don't know what the problem was. We'll just do it a little more.
Oh, man. Mary and Joseph.
I'm blind in Texas.
You know what? Next time, there's no computer for you. So all you do is just
all right, we'll
play with the computer.
So, yeah, everybody, you should definitely come out. They've already got a bunch of tickets sold. The theater only holds 200 people. It's going to be an intimate little thing. It's going to be nice. Come on out. Friday night, February 28th, 8 p.m. Go to my website, joeconti.com, or you can go to Bob. Even if you search it, if you go on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, just search out a gig. On the events thing. I don't know how to find that, but you can find it. Yeah. It's on my website, joeconti.com, and all that shit.
It's on mine, too, on my Facebook.
It's on your Facebook?
On my Facebook, yeah.
Oh, okay. Check out Kenny's Facebook, too. Excuse me. All right. Now, we have to get into some real, real ridiculous shit. And here it is, folks. The NFL has lost its mind. Lost its mind. Out of its mind completely. They're gone, dude. They want to give penalties now if football players...
For cursing.
For cursing! For cursing. For adults! The curse!
For cursing.
If they say the N-word, like, what, the N-word?
The big one is they want it because there's trash talk. But the big one is they want everyone to stop calling each other nigga or saying the N-word.
Right.
And they want to fine players.
Dude, they're not ever going to fine them. They're going to give them penalties. And you know what?
Is it penalties or fines?
Penalties. 15-yard penalty.
Really?
Dude,
I didn't know that.
You know what's great? Fucking Herm Edwards, my ex-coach, made a great point. Because, listen, we all know that, dude, if they were handing out fines for when white guys were calling black guys that, they wouldn't be handing out fights. They would be handing out fucking suspensions. Because black guys would be fucking climbing over people to beat the shit out of some dude.
Right.
It's not that. It's fucking black dudes using it the way black guys use it in, like, fucking hip-hop. It's like, it's dude. It's fucking...
Slippery slope.
It's brother. It's... Can we stop... It's... Listen. It. The only people that are... And fucking Herman Edwards made a great point. He goes, so what if I'm on a defense and I say, yo, nigga, get your ass up there or whatever to another teammate, my own teammate. Who gets the penalty? I'm not saying it to the other team.
Right.
It's lunacy.
It's the word.
It's lunacy.
That word has gained so much momentum. When I say gain momentum, all right, let me rephrase that.
It's going backwards very fast.
The momentum that it's gained has been the, you be careful, close the top.
Oh, damn.
That's why we have tops.
I got to go get a napkin. God damn.
Yeah. Well, when I say that it's gaining momentum, I don't mean that it never has had the impact. But what I am saying is that the ridiculousness of the momentum that it's already gained. There's a certain point where, it becomes not even a cultural thing. Well, it's a cultural thing between African Americans to African Americans. It has nothing to do with other players. If there's Spanish or Latino players from, you know, the ghetto, they might use it regularly. There might be white players that use it, like the guy Collins. And he's a white dude, and he uses it because it's a slang word. It's not a Michael Richards situation. It's a slang of basically saying, like, brother or motherfucker or, jerk off, or as a white guy would say, or doo-doo head. But it really is. It's something that it's a slippery slope, because if this happens, then what else is going to happen? What possibly else can you get in trouble for now? Fine or I didn't even know it was a penalty, but I have to look that up. If anybody can check that out in the chat, is it a fine or is it a penalty during the game? And it's getting out of control. It's definitely getting out of control. And I can see you don't want racism. Somebody made a point. I was listening to somebody. Maybe it was. I mean, think maybe it was a Norton or something like that. But mention that if you're gonna start penalizing people, the NFL is gonna start penalizing people for using that word. Then you're gonna have to change the Redskins' name. I didn't hear his whole point. It was just as I was pulling up. I think it was Norton that you're gonna have to change the Redskins' name.
They
won't, because
it's the hypocrisy of the NFL where they won't change the Redskins' name because, you know, even for political correctness, they're like, no, this is the name. This is what it was called. That's it. But they're willing to give penalties to players for using a word that, you know, they're, you know, look, it's all coming to this, folks. White people are dictating.
Bone just said it's actually going to be a penalty.
It's going to be a penalty, a 15-yard penalty. White people are starting to dictate what blacks and whites can say, whether it's faggot or the N-word or R-word, whatever you want to call this. Listen, you know what it is, man? It just goes with everything, with bullying, with everything. How about you not raise an asshole? If you don't raise an asshole, you don't have to worry about kids.
But it's not possible.
No.
Not possible.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah, you're never going to be able to not raise assholes.
We're too lazy as a society. 95%
of the people that are raised are assholes.
Right. We're too lazy as a society to actually take a second and listen to context or wonder what somebody is saying instead of just doing the easy way out by just going, oh, they said this? Oh, let me look at the chart. This means this when said by this to this, so you're in trouble. It's because this all is stemming from the Richie Incognito, which Richie Incognito threw that word around like Conti and the websites at the end of the show, which is the Raiders will set a season record for penalty yards in the first two games, but they're losing their minds because it's too lazy.
Now, I want a list of the curse words that you can't say.
I don't know.
I don't know if there is one.
I don't know if there is. Well, what if they start? What if, like it almost makes it sound like they're trying to keep white guys from saying it. And in the NFL, it's 70% black guys. White guys don't say that word.
How about this? Instead of me going, Michael Vick's the quarterback, and I'm a white defensive lineman.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, is it me going, I'm going to get your ass, nigga. I'm going to get your ass, right? Saying
right.
that. Okay, that's the N-word. That's a powerful word. Now, what if I'm Eli Manning, and there's a Damon Hansu, or whatever that fucking Sue guy is from Detroit. Sue, and he's looking at Eli Manning and goes, "I'm gonna hit you so hard, it's gonna feel like I fucked your mother.
Right.
It's gonna feel like I fucked. What's worse than calling someone a nigger, or you're gonna fuck my mom? Kind of the same thing.
It's both very,
you know what I mean?
Used in a negative term, not just trash talking, or not just saying." Yo, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like saying motherfucker.
You
like,
have
it doesn't
to
mean anything.
Listen, think about the culture of the NFL, too.
Right.
Whites are the minority in the NFL.
Yeah.
Okay? In basketball and football, whites are the minority. All right?
In basketball and football. Yeah, you're
whites
right.
Whites are the minority. Baseball, yeah. it's actually 50 white Latino. And
not as many black guys in baseball.
No. I think it's like
just a
it might
regular.
Be 60, 30... 60-30-10.
Yeah, something
you know,
like that.
60 white, 30, yeah. You know, Latino, 10 black. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But think about the culture of it. You know what I mean? I'm a white guy, okay? The culture of it is no more... I can't go into a locker room as a white guy and go, you're a nigger.
Well, I don't think that...
You can't do it.
That wasn't...
Not only because that you're not supposed to...
But this
okay?
is also... It's been like that for... I don't know, 30 years?
But the culture is different. Back in the 50s and 60s,
there
you know,
might have
the
been
Jackie Robinsons or whatever, you know, you could sit there and go, or even probably a Gail Sayers or a Jim Brown probably said, you know, you ain't shit, you know, listen, nigger boy, go get my towels. Back in the 50s and 60s.
Right.
Right? White guys, it's not. You can't do that.
But that
it would be the same thing.
So,
it would be the same thing.
That's such an exaggerated...
But just imagine Gale Sayers or Jim Brown. Jim Brown going, "Wash my drawers, honky."
Right.
He would get his ass kicked. You know what I mean? Back in those days.
Yeah, or a huge laugh. Fucking big time laugh. Bones saying, "Face it, football is on its way to being ruined. Be happy you got to watch the real game before they destroy it." It's getting to a point where it's like, what are you doing? You're policing grown-ups to their language during basically the modern day gladiator without.
Right.
I mean, I'm overstating it a lot.
You're right, though. No, you're absolutely right.
What are you doing? What are you doing? They do all this and they police each other on a lot of shit. Dude, you've never heard, except for the Riley Cooper thing at a concert, you never hear about, things Cooper, going on in the locker room. You know what I mean?
Is it Collins or Cooper?
Cooper. Riley Cooper. Except for the Richie Incognito thing. But once that really started to come around, you started to realize Incognito wasn't being a real douche. He was fucking around. They were going back and forth.
Yeah.
It's just that this guy, Jonathan Martin, just seems like a dude that's not, he's just, you know what I mean? It's like somebody who's not a comic, who's a straight-laced kind of person, hanging out with us, Otto, Chips, fucking Johnny O, and the way we smash each other and Johnny O screams at me and find a lump, they would be like, "What is going on here? Why do you guys talk to each other like that?" Yeah. It's like, no, you don't get it. That's what we do. We love each other and we make fun of each other. So the difference is that is where they get in each other's face or they talk shit to each other. They and this Jonathan Martin didn't get it. So now they're going to start to try to. This happened in a locker room. This is you want to keep language and music with the quote the N-word out of the locker room. That depends on the owner and the coaches. But to sit there and have a referee have to go, "Wait a minute, what did he say? Oh, I figure you got the first down. Sorry, it's not a 15-yard penalty." It's retarded. The refereeing is shitty enough, and they have enough dumb shit to look at that you're going to have them listen for guys talking shit.
Right, right.
Because you know what? Luke, here it is. Ready? On the field, if a defensive tackle...
Incognito.
Well,
yes, Brent is putting...
Hey, you know what? If a defensive lineman, let's say, on the, you know...
Keep going. I'm trying to find somebody.
The defensive lineman, like your example before, let's say he was screaming... Let's say he was a white guy and on the Jets, a Miami defensive lineman, and he's going to go after Geno Smith, and he says, "Yo, I'm going to get that," you know what I mean? Right away... The offensive line would come to his aid. You know what I mean? It's a team thing. And if it would be somebody really fucking with somebody on the field, shit, you know those guys would have his back. And a football player today said, "Hey, listen, I was in the NFL for 12 years and no white guy ever said that to me. You know how you know that's a fact? Because I never got thrown out of a game." And I thought that was a great point. He said that. He goes, "I was in the league for 12 years. Never did a white guy say that word to me. And you know how I know? Because I was never thrown out of a game." Because he's saying, right. "I'll just beat the shit out of some dude." They're trying to take a social thing, an issue, and incorporate it into a playing field.
Right, right.
We're men. Hey, you know what? If you say something fucked up, you're going to have to pay for it. Not by getting a penalty by the ref, but by one of the other guys going to come over and fucking pop you in the mouth. And that's it.
Right, right.
It doesn't happen. This is stupid. This is so dumb.
This switches a little bit of it. I've been so desensitized to the N-word, right? Okay. I don't care. I really don't care. Football, sports, whatever it is.
When you hear guys say it to each other?
No. Yeah, even that. But I actually last night, it was late last night, I was watching comedian Eddie Griffin, okay? His first stand-up that I ever saw, his HBO special, I liked. Funny guy, you know what I mean? But when I saw him, now there's a clip. I don't have the clip exactly of the story that I saw him talking about. But the abuse of the word completely turns off other listeners. And he strayed away from this. It's not like Richard Pryor. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Richard Pryor would say, hey, nigga. You know what I mean? He would say it once in a while. But it wasn't his full-on thing, okay? So I'm going to try to play something. And I want to see if this translates. And you got what I'm saying? I know you're writing down something. But he's doing stand-up, and he's saying it way too much. He's saying it to the point where I'm a fan of Eddie Griffin, and I don't even want to watch it because he's saying it way too much. Well, there's no reason. There's no reason for him to be saying it.
Well, it's like when you...
He uses that as like an exclamation point. Right. You know what I mean?
And it's just,
let me just see if I can find
it. I don't think
you
get offended by it. But
no,
it's
no,
just,
not offended. It's just like, it hurts my ears.
Michelle Obama. I need her on my team. I'm waiting on Obama to fuck up. That nigga slip up, I'm going to slide right in. What's happening, Michelle? You like comedy? Yeah.
By the way, this is a terrible
That's
bit.
That's a fine chocolate motherfucker. You understand me? I didn't vote for Obama because of him. I voted because of her.
All right, I'll give him that. All right. Sit the room.
This is the first lady that is fuckable. Because you didn't want to fuck Daddy Bush's wife.
No.
She looked like she jumped off the dollar bill. Look at that. That's George Washington.
No, see, it's
and you didn't want to fuck George Jr.'s wife. She looked like...
Hold on. Let me...
We missed it. Okay. Josie. Talking about
black people, we watch our kids. I'm talking to you, white folks. I'm tired of seeing y'all kids on my milk cart. You know, you just trying to pour some milk on your cereal, and there's always that little white face with the caption underneath. Have you seen me? Now I ain't seen your little ass, and how come your parents don't know where the hell you at? You ain't never seen little brothers and sisters on a milk cart, because if you did, they'd be posing. When
glad
white
you're
people tell
point.
Their kids to go out and play, they mean that shit.
No, it's not.
They kids be 5 miles away. They out
you
the
are
woods.
Not making your point.
Next thing you know, they duct tape in the back of the van. Living in somebody's tent in the backyard for 20 motherfuckers.
Josie's got a great point. Get Griffin a pick of Jackie O during her high time. Jackie O was hot.
Now, white people, I know y'all think all black people the same. Mm-mm. We just like you white folks. You got different kind of white folks. You got honkies, you got crackers, you got rednecks, you got white guys.
What do we count?
Black people the same way. You got black folks, just don't want to be bothered. You got old Negroes, I sure wish slavery come back. Massa was so good to us. And you got African Americans. I graduated from college cum laude. And then you have niggas, which I happen to be a member of.
Sort of an expansion on Chris Rock's bit, right?
Yeah. There's I
Bones
can't...
asks, are we going to get a no honky or cracker rule too?
Yeah.
This is really stupid, dude, because where do you stop it? Where do you stop?
Yeah.
What if the, you know what I mean? Canadians? Is there no talking to each other? No making fun? No. I mean, dude, we're baby. We are trying to baby ourselves into. Just asleep.
Now, I have no problem with
I
any
have no
of that
problem with any, I have none of that.
The problem is I couldn't find the bit where it was right, talking about the kid. And just, he was just using it over and over and over and over again as an exclamation point. And as a white dude, I was like, would you stop saying it already? You know what I mean?
Josie in the chat says, we got me and you, we count as tools. We're white tools, I guess. I know what you're saying, but I think you're more talking like you're speaking more as a comic. Like, all right, dude,
with
somebody who just says, you know what I'm saying, and yeah. I'm taking it, and you know, and there was a guy.
I'm saying the excessive use of the N-word hurts my ears after a while.
Well, because you stink. You stink. You stinkaroo. It's the same thing. Yeah. It's like a comic who just uses, like, that's the one thing it sucks when you're like doing a show where they're like, we don't want you to use the word, we don't want you to be dirty. But you're like, well, can we be adult? And we're like, yeah, just don't use the word fuck every other time. But it's like, if we were using the word fuck.
Same thing.
Right.
Technically. Like, yeah, technically.
You stink. All. Oh, yeah. Then I saw this on the new word is Monica. M-O-N-I-C-K.
Monica?
Yeah. Yo, Monica.
Oh.
Yeah, that's for my nigga. Yeah, Monica is white for my nigga. So it's for white people. But it's just become so ridiculous where they are babying. They're babying these fucking alpha male athletes. Who have been animals their whole life. And when I mean animals, I mean athletically. They're just, and let's face it, most athletes have the stereotype of not being very smart. The dumb athlete, you know, the 27, the 72, I'm sorry, you know, and you're going to try to sit there and during the heat of battle, going to try to censor what they're saying? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What the fuck are you doing? Are you turning? What are you turning it into?
All right, listen. We have to fight the Scottish.
Yeah, exactly. We're turning into a British fucking
across the field. Across the field is Sir William Wallace and his band of warrior poets. But please, as you slam your saber into their chest, or cut off an arm. Please don't call them shitty Scotsmen. Let's be gentlemen, lads.
No jokes about being cheap. Now.
Let's just fight the fight as gentlemen. Don't say anything about their kilts either. Even though historically, Mel Gibbs got in trouble because they didn't have kilts then.
Oh, okay, very nice. Yeah.
But don't make fun of the lady man's
That's
skirts.
What it's coming down to.
Let's just kill them with dignity and honor.
Yeah, yeah. Let Tony Dorsett have a fucking meltdown on television because he's had so many concussions. But they're worried about fucking words. They're worried about feelings.
They're not worried about neurological problems,
damage,
degeneration. They're worried about hurt feelings.
They're
worried about feelings being hurt. They're not worried about Joe Theismann's leg getting
and
snapped.
Feelings. And let's be fair.
They're worried about feelings.
And let's face it. They're worried about feelings that are not being hurt. Do I think, remember when David Wells went after a fan because he said something about his mother?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I think so, yeah.
You know what I mean? And within players, it's like, yo, you know, fuck, I'm a fuck, you know what I mean? Whatever these guys say, who knows what the offensive and defensive linemen are saying to each other all game long? Like, yo, motherfucker, man, you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it right in your ass.
Yo, that wife of yours. Yeah, your daughter just turned 16, right? She's starting to drive, you know, like an old veteran, like Ray Lewis's daughter. And some young punk is like, I'm going to fuck the shit out of your daughter. I'm going to fuck the shit.
I don't even think they get that personal.
Is that worse than... No, they absolutely fucking do.
I think it's more
Michael Jordan was one of the worst ones.
Oh, yeah?
Michael Jordan was one of the bad ones. And they had... the NBA is bad. There was a guy, his name was Chris Gatling. And he had one of those propecia problems where he had no hair, no eyebrows or nothing like that.
That's alopecia.
Alopecia, that's
stupid. Propecia was what people buy to grow hair. It's like, this guy, he was cancer-free. No. He had cancer, stupid.
Kevin Garnett on the Brooklyn Nets got in trouble because he was on the court and Gatling, they were playing the same position, and Chris Gatling had...
Alopecia.
Afropecia.
He's a black dude with black alopecia?
It's Afropecia.
Oh, Afropecia. Okay.
And he was like, come on, you cancer motherfucker. You cancer-having motherfucker. The whole thing. And the whole team heard it. They were like, that's fucked up, dude.
Yeah. No, you
but
do that.
But that shit is rampant and constant. You cannot.
These guys are almost trained to not let that shit bother them.
You can't police.
It's part of the game.
You can't police a battle. You know what I mean? You can't police.
And like
that.
I said, and what they're trying to do is they're just trying to be politically
it's
correct.
It's a war tactic.
They think that because of this, they're going to stop white guys, aka, you know, also known as, you know, Riley Cooper and then Richie Incognito. Those are the two things that they are basing this whole thing on. They are not basing this on black dudes saying it because,
you know what
just,
it is,
it's
too.
Just what they say.
You know what it is, too. All these people that are making decisions are former lawyers or they're doctors or whatnot. They've never dug a foxhole with someone.
No.
They've never spent 3 weeks in a hole with a black guy from the South as a white guy from the North. You know what I mean? From some guy from white kid from Long Island. Never said, was some guy from black guy from South Carolina, you know? They never did that. Where I have, you know what I mean? Where you sit there and it doesn't matter what color you are. You talk shit. Charles Barkley had a great interview where he said, I said that to them all the time. That's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Bones in the chat said, soon the NFL will be like T-ball. Everyone will win so nobody has to feel sad after the game.
Right, but Charles Barkley said he says I say that to my friends
Charles
all the
Barkley
time.
Charles Barkley made a great point. He goes, look, I don't want white people, rich white people, telling me what I can and can't say. And I agree 100%.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like it would be like you walking up to a bunch of Greek people, right, that you knew and said, hey, listen, you guys are not allowed to make fun of each other. You're not allowed to call him anything anymore. We need to stop this. This is an outrage. Fuck you. What do you know what it's like being Greek?
Why would you stop making fun of the Greeks?
But for Greeks calling each making fun of each other. That's what I'm saying. So it's almost like walking into a gay bar and saying,
Gus,
hey, listen.
How about some chicken consommé?
Exactly.
Your coleslaw's room temperature.
Gyro-eating motherfucker.
I only get one pickle now?
It's silly. It's like going up to gay guys and be like, hey, don't you be goofing on other gay guys anymore. What do you care? So that's a thing.
Hey, Gus, how about you change out some of them cakes in that fucking glass case? It's the same fucking cake every time I come here. I come here 3 times a week, the same fucking elephant ears and the same fucking pastries.
Because what's next?
How about changing the cakes out?
Sorry, did I yawn out loud?
That was like a I'm going to bed yawn.
No, I'm good.
That wasn't even like a
Sipperoo.
That wasn't even like I'm going to hide it.
Good. But it's like now with the gay thing with the NFL, because that one dude's coming in.
Well, yeah, they supposedly it's good segue there, pal.
Right.
Good segue. Yeah, what's his name? Michael Sam or whatever. Last name is Sam.
Don't forget assholes in the chat. We need websites for the end of the show. 15 minutes.
They said he took a shit.
Yeah, he didn't play
the combine.
Well.
No, he didn't do anything to combine. And son of a bitch.
Now you're talking about Sam, the guy Sam, last name Sam?
Yeah, yeah.
The player in college that came out.
Right.
And he's going to
be coming
through
the
draft.
NBA dude. Not Jason Collins.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, no, this guy. And son of a bitch, he's got the gay fucking Freddie Mercury overbite.
Does he really?
Abso-fucking-lutely.
Oh.
We've talked about this
minus
before.
Minus the big stash, huh?
No, we've talked about this before. And there's something about dental configuration.
There is something with a jawline. I can look. Dude, people think I'm nuts. There are certain jawlines, and I look and go, that guy's gay because of his jawline.
Can you really? We've talked about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's something in the jawline. And it's not, I'm not like a dick-blowing joke.
No, not even.
I'm being serious. I have very good gaydar. I can tell a fagula really far away. But I'm cool with it. Michael Sam is his name. Thank you,
Michael
Brent.
Sam. Yes, Michael Sam.
I'm very good at recognizing gay dudes.
You know what? This is Google Image.
Yeah.
But what you got to see is, you got to see him talk.
Yeah, I've seen him. I just didn't know, I didn't realize the extent of his Freddie Mercury overbite.
Oh, no, he's got it bad, dude.
Yeah?
He's got it bad. Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm gonna YouTube something real quick. Just hang in there.
Okay, that's all right. Because the fact that you recognize that is
yes. Well, I've
cool.
seen. Let's see.
I think.
Y'all ready?
This is my race. Winner take.
I'm Michael Sam. I'm a football player and I'm gay.
Did you see it at Overbite?
Dude. And does anybody else notice this? Now that they're talking about this gay athlete.
It is, but my purpose and focus right now is playing football.
Yeah.
You see that overbite?
I see that.
He's got that Freddie
Mercury. Yeah, he's that Freddie Mercury overbite. Dude, have you noticed now with him and now Jason Collins?
My team this last August, and coming out to them, they rallied around me. They supported me. And I knew in that moment that this can happen anywhere. If my team can support me, any team can support me. And just the love and support they gave me this past season just showed. And we got a 12-2 record. And so we had success. It was not difficult for me to come out to my team. Everyone was just like shifting their hands, their heads, just like finally Michael Sam came out. And then it was very sporting and it was like, I was kind of nervous. I was like, man, I'm actually doing it. But saying it and just how everyone's reaction was so, like, awesome. And I just, like, these are my teammates.
He meant fabulous.
I'm coming out because I want to own my truth. I'm comfortable who I am. And I didn't want anyone to break a story that, without me telling it. And I want to tell it the way I want to tell it. You know, it's 2014. I can't tell society to agree with this or not to agree with this. But hopefully society will rally around me and support me too.
Second consecutive game with 3 sacks.
See,
when I came out to my family. Right,
yeah. Is anybody noticed now?
They still love me for who I was.
Let me show that out.
They were proud
with,
of me.
Now that there's a gay player.
I want a Google image. Freddie Mercury and his over. See what that there's something. There's something with.
Some of the guys, yeah.
Some kind of vagina
there's
dentata.
There's a thing going on in the side of the jawline that I notice and go, that dude likes it, right?
You know what? That's probably some sort of evolutionary kind of a thing.
I'm telling you, maybe you know they're the future.
What, the future?
Yeah.
No, gays will be annihilated in a year, in a short time to come. They will all be annihilated off the face of the earth.
Wow, that's going to be some fucking... That's going to be some soundbite. No. We're going to be doing a fucking another Kenny Reich. Kenny,
no, I'm totally...
Kenny the Third Reich Michaels.
I'm completely joking. No, but there might be a...
shit.
There might be a pheromone or a jawline or something like that some kind of a Cro-Magnon woman or a Homo erectus.
Right.
Homo erectus.
Nice.
That's real. I didn't make that up.
But, dude, the
but
same...
But there might be some kind of a thing. You know, because I seen it overbite, and I'm like, fucking Freddie Mercury gay tooth.
Yeah.
It's scientific.
You want to call it scientific, you can.
Yeah.
But, dude, has
somebody
anybody...
If somebody can put in the chat room a picture of Michael Smith's teeth and Freddie Mercury, or maybe even another gay guy, like
White-ass
Liberace...
Might ask Brent says the same thing. He said the square jawline is very gay. Oh, all right, we got something here. Here you go, Kenny. It's you want to click on that in the chat?
Hold on, I'm getting to the chat in a
I'll
sec.
I'll click on it. Oh boy, wow. Yeah, go in the chat room. He's got the Freddie Mercury profile overbite picture. It's fucking brutal. Take a look. Look at that fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. Imagine that eating your asshole.
Oh, my God. I tried to.
He could comb your back hair and tongue your butt at the same time. He's like a hungry, hungry hippo. The front teeth just shoot out and pull the hair down. Shoot out, pull the hair down.
Oh my God, that's hilarious, dude. That's so funny.
But there's got to be something to that genetically, you know?
I think there is, man, because it seems like most gay guys, when I recognize them, there's something about their jawline that I recognize. Something. I don't know what it is.
But, or it could be like my neighbors when I was growing up, Charlie and George, that would mow their lawn in Speedos with no shirts and flip-flops on. And he'd be mowing his lawn, and we'd be playing baseball out in the front, and he'd be like, you know, literally right across the street, cars, bonk, bonk.
Right. Don't give a shit.
He's in a fucking blue Speedo. He's mowing his lawn, Charlie and George.
Wow. But, dude, one thing I'm noticing now with Jason Collins getting signed with the Nets.
The first NBA player, yeah.
Now that they're talking about a gay player, when they're talking sports, regular sports stuff, and they're describing what he does, it's the greatest thing ever. Because he's like, yeah, you know what? They need it. Now, as a gay player, now you have to think of it. Yeah, they needed him out there. They needed a big body. Doesn't have a lot of offense, but boy, can he defend in the paint. And he, dude, I'm sitting here listening going, oh, my God. And he's going, they need a big body. They need to put a big body on this other guy.
Yeah.
And he's got the big body to put on him. And it's all gay references. And he go, look, he can't do much from the front. But from the back end, he could bring it in and really protect the front paint. And I'm going, this is fucking hilarious. It is so great.
Right.
The references to sport moves, now that there's going to be gay players in it, it's fantastic. It's the greatest thing. You know, it's the old gag with the tight end and wide receiver, but going to be in so much more detail.
Dude, if anyone can find the highlights of last night's game, I'm trying to find Jason Collins' highlights.
Listening to them describe,
in the game, he gets knocked down, okay? Goes and blocks a shot. And
he puts
like
Sam's overbite in it, and it's a horse.
Jason Collins gets knocked down, right?
Okay.
And he's on his backside.
Yeah.
Four
players go to pick him up.
Go to pick him up.
Because they figured he's very sore down there. They want to get him up as very quick.
He's going to hurt himself. He's going to hurt him. He's gonna break a nail
fucking
or something.
Three of his players came up instantly to pick him up.
Instantly, all of them. The whole team. Three players
fucking
came up and grabbed him. Yeah. Oh, he fell. Let's pick him up.
I know. I thought they were going to carry him out on a fucking, wooden lawn chair.
We make jokes.
We make jokes.
But I think it is a good thing. You know what I mean? I think it is.
Dude,
let the fags get beat up like the rest of us.
It's so not an issue anymore.
It's really not an issue.
It's really not an issue. If you really still have an issue with this, dude, stop it already.
Yeah, yeah.
Get out of your fucking prehistoric biblical hole and realize that it doesn't matter. You know, it's funny because, hey, you know what? You like certain football players because they're on your team. Would it bother you if you knew that he did something really wacky with his wife? Like, let's say your favorite player likes to go underneath a coffee table and have his wife take a dump on the coffee table. Or a guy who likes having a woman take a dump on him. Are you going to now not root for him because of something that he does in the bedroom
that
is so against what you do? So what's the difference if he fucking he's gay? It's the same thing. It's something you don't do. It's something you find disgusting. But I find having a woman take a dump on you disgusting. But I wouldn't, if Geno Smith of the Jets and I found out that he liked having a woman take a fucking dump on him, I'd be like, dude, throw touchdowns. I don't care. Throw touchdowns. I don't care what you do.
Right.
Same thing. I don't care what somebody does in their bedroom. You know, it's like you had players that have murdered people. Players that have killed people in drunken and driving, accidents. And it's like, dude, but it's okay. Guy killed dogs. The guy took dogs and slammed them into curbs. And he's okay, but...
This guy just wants to be romantic.
Wants to play football and go home and hang out with his friend.
Both of them. Michael Sam is, 6'3". Jason Collins is a 7-footer.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a gay dong on that guy?
Well, Josie in the chat said, how great would it be if everyone's worst nightmare about a gay player came true? Collins is a real piece of shit. Like, as soon as he gets in the shower with guys, he becomes a rabid dog, just grabbing and jerking everyone off. In other words, he's saying, what if he was like the way a guy would be around women?
Locker
room.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be like, you know.
If I was a 7-footer, I would just be, my erect penis, I would just be smashing it on people.
Into shit, yeah, exactly.
Just, you know, smacking asses with it, you know, bang, bang, you know.
Absolutely.
You know? I would love it.
And that's because it's based on a religious, or at least for most people, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, and people say, well, I don't live that lifestyle. What the shit?
You know what we were just talking about?
I don't live that lifestyle either.
Right. We were just talking about, you know, there's got to be something to be said of those guys going and picking him up so fast. Not that they were afraid that he was fragile. He's a 7-foot, athletic.
He might be a little sore on the bottom.
But he is a specimen. He's 7 feet.
He's 7 foot, 310 pounds or whatever he is. Right?
Right, exactly. And for the guys to run up to him, the culture's changing. Where there isn't, you know.
Their way of saying, dude, we got
your
back.
We're okay. We're good.
We're good, man. We're good. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, we're good.
And I hope he get. You know, I hope he plays well enough to stay on the team. So they don't just sign him and then boom, he's gone. He's making $82,000 for these 10 games. Right?
Yeah. Sure. Well, he's made millions. You know what? I would like to see the interview with him with his brother, because his brother's not gay. He's got a twin brother.
Yeah. 7-footer. And his brother didn't know that he was gay, which that's the only part of this.
He didn't?
That's the only part of this I find to be shenanigans. But still, yeah, his brother's twin brother. I think he still plays.
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
They're both like 35 now.
Yeah. Too bad his twin brother wasn't gay. You can get a 10-day contract.
Yeah, but you know, they won't be playing for the Ugandan team. Because
now, if we have any children, please step out. This is a parental guidance moment. Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Dr. Martin Semper. I'm here in the capacity as the chairman of the National Task Force Against Homosexuality in Uganda. To know what homosexuals do in the privacy of their bedroom, one of the things they do is called anal leaking, where a man's anus is leaked like this by the other person, like ice cream. And then what happens, even poo-poo comes out. The other poo-poo's out, and then they eat the poo-poo. Sex practice called fisting, where they insert their hand into the other man's hand, and it goes all into the anus all the way. And it is so painful, they have to take drugs. This is what they do. Number one, you can see a man here having sucked the other person's rectum, and the other person is poo-pooing. And this one is eating the poo-poo all over the place. Yeah. I mean, look at this guy sincerely. Bishop. Stagafulizer.
Get your hand off my penis.
Then this one smears the poo-poo all over the other person's face. As if that is not enough, he puts the hand deeper. As Africans, we want to ask Barack Obama to explain to us, is this what he wants to bring to Africa? As a human right to eat the poo-poo of our children.
Eat the poo-poo.
Eat the poo-poo.
Eat the poo-poo.
You want to bring to Africa to eat the poo-poo?
That's fucking great.
Yeah, that's an old clip, but I had to bring that one back tonight.
Fucking awesome.
Am I the only one that got aroused by that?
That's a fucking great.
Yeah, in Uganda, they passed the law. That it's instead of getting caught being gay and getting the death penalty automatically, you get 14 years and then the death penalty for a second offense, and that goes for the good thing. It goes for pedophiles, but it's a law that umbrellas everybody. not just pedophiles or rapes. It, right. They lump in homosexuality in it too,
mm-hmm.
which is
fucking silly.
Which is right on in my book. That's exactly what they should do. American poo-poos.
Ah, man. You wouldn't believe it, Kenny.
Yeah. We're...
You wouldn't believe it if I told you that we're pretty much... I can't believe it.
So did you have a good time?
My drunk show.
Did you have a good time?
I did a... Yeah, man.
Yeah, you've been... Thank you.
This is what, my second one?
That's the three. Yeah, because I topped... You had the one, I topped another one off, and I made you that one.
This is my third?
I think that's third, yeah.
This is like a medium Slurpee.
It's a 20-ouncer, and... You probably had by yourself about a pint.
Oh, wow.
Of Captain Morgan.
We got Brent. What's up, Brent?
Hey, guys. Since Kenny ruined the show tonight, I wanted to call in.
How did Kenny ruin the show?
He let you drink.
Shit. What's up, brother?
Hey, Kenny, you're staying up late now?
Yes.
Thursdays and Sundays on More Like Radio, 360 on 420. You need to be part of that. It's at 11 p.m.
It's a disastrous show, dude. You should call up.
Sure. I'll Skype in.
You should.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, they're a disaster. Because I hear them sometimes because I'm on my way home from gigs. And they're on from, what, 11 to 1?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
11 to 1, what days?
Thursdays and Sundays.
Thursdays and Sundays. Well, you know.
Oh,
what?
It was a Thursday night I was coming home. That's right. They replay them on Friday nights, right? Right, Brent? I think they replay them. So that's why I'll hear them on Friday nights also. What a mess. What a disastrous
show. They're a bunch of stoners from Virginia, and it's insane.
Yeah. You would fit right in.
All
right,
perfect.
You should call in on a Thursday night.
Yeah, I'll check it out.
And a Sunday, right? Ah, shit.
Either way, I have nothing.
You have nothing going on.
Besides for March 14th, February 28th, this Wednesday, March 26th. Besides for that, you know, besides for me being a comedian, I got nothing.
You got nothing going on?
I swear to God, the best thing is I put a couple of bucks away.
That's it?
You know what I mean? I'm like...
Kenny
I'm like,
who?
What happened?
Kenny who?
Yeah, right.
Hey, so you got it. So your new job, you're only gonna be able to get here for like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I get the last 2 hours.
Boo.
That's all right.
I get off at 7, and takes me an hour to get home.
Mm. Well, if you don't know who that is, that lovely, sexy ass voice is our producer, Brent, White Ass Brent, which his Twitter is at White Ass Brent. So follow him because. Yay. He always. I had a blast, man. I sounded stupid tonight, but I don't care. I wanted to do this.
This is the whole idea of it.
I wanted to just be retarded, and
I think I
filled in. I think I filled out the retarded quota. I think
yeah,
I did it.
Yeah, and like I said, dude, the whole show wasn't about you getting trashed and puking or whatnot. It was have a couple
just
of pops.
Just to be stupid.
And literally, the funniest parts were when you were just when I would say something, and then you would try to reel it back in and not have any idea what we just spoke about 5 seconds beforehand. And he would look at Brent. He would look at me, and I could see his mind like trying to scramble. And I go, "Don't even try. You don't even.
Don't even try, man." Well, that's awesome. All right. Well, I'm gonna finish playing this and get through the plugs real quick, and hopefully we get a couple of websites from the few Jaguars that are left in the chat room.
All right. Good show tonight, guys.
All right. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you, pal.
Our producer, White Ass Brent. All right. Let's go back to this. All right. I want to thank everybody in the chat, of course, all of our regulars in all the chats. Lady Trucker, who called in, thank you.
Yes, that's awesome.
Like our Facebook page, which we are on Facebook. Our Twitter accounts. Brent, our producer, is at WhiteAssBrent.
I tweeted a couple days ago.
Yes, you did.
Uh-huh.
I am at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny is at KennyMichaels5. Subscribe to both the podcast, the regular and the best of clips.
Lady Trucker, check those out.
Yeah, you should definitely check those out. And if you listen live, you can listen live. The easiest way is get the TuneIn app on your phone, and you can listen to us on the More Like Radio station on TuneIn from 7 to 9. And then from 9 to 10, the last hour, we do it just on Conti and Kenny. A couple of podcasts that we are friends with. MetalBreakfastRadio.com. I've been really digging their shit, man. Them with Dave and Donovan. Unlearn.tv. Unlearn with Rich and Tony. Every Tuesday night from 7 to 8. Very, very funny. I'm going to be doing that March 18th. If you want to come.
Where's that?
We'll come down there. Go do Rich and Cigars and Scotches show.
Sure, let's do it.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm doing it that night. So
okay.
You come down and do it too. Don't forget to watch, to listen to the podcast, I Don't Know Joe Show, which is Joe Fernandez. And then Podgies. A couple of websites that are friends with us. JJComedy.com. GodHatesBrickStone.com. Very funny. That's Dave Cyrus's thing. And then life-forever.com, which is our listener, DeChrome. That's his website, which has all of his comics on there.
Yes, and this Wednesday night, February 26th, I'll be at the station in Garwood, just doing some, working out some new material.
For the big show on Friday, February 28th. February 28th with the Reverend Bob Levy.
The Rhino Theater in Pompton Lakes.
The Rhino Theater. Go to my website, joeconti.com, and it'll have the information right there because you can buy the tickets right online.
And as of right now, March 14th at the Fire and Ice on Ford Avenue in Fords.
Very nice.
On March 14th, I'll be there with a bunch of guys.
Very nice.
And there should be more shows to come.
Yeah.
So I'm back, pal.
You are back.
Yeah, back feels good.
Yeah, it does, right?
Feels good, writing material.
Stage, yeah, fucking working your shit.
Look at all this.
Look at him writing material.
Look at all that.
Working on new shit.
Look at all that.
Good for you.
It all sucks.
Doesn't matter. It's new material, dude.
it's all premises, but it's good stuff.
Another website that is sponsoring the show, Synthetic Material. RottenCrotch.com.
Snoochpooch.com.
White Ass Brent. VikingsPanties.com. And that looks like a real website. I'm trying to think of what else we. Any more websites that are. Sponsoring us, you know what? Even if we just had those three, that's okay for tonight. I want to apologize for anybody. Joe Z put skunkcunt.com. Jesus Christ. Wow. We are sponsored by them, too. We are also sponsored by DC on the road, low on the beer.com. What's that? Easy on the road, something like that. I forgot. Do you know who I'm talking about? They made they make all the websites for the. Oh, I'm with the Bill W.
What the fuck are you talking about?
From the 12-step program. 12stepprogram.com. Save myself there.
Rum and Cokes. Rum and Cokes.com.
Rum and Cokes.com. What did you is it the
Hot Ride? Hotride.com.
Hotride.com was the drink. Hotride.com.
And for all the truckers you out there, facial TP to Iowa.com.
Oh yeah, facial TP to Iowa. Very cool.
Skunk Hunt.
Skunk Hunt, Joe. He's the worst. I love Joe Z.
Yeah, Skunk Hunk Snooch Pooch.
Yeah.
.com.
But don't forget next week, man. This week, Friday, April, February 28th. Come out for a great cause. Basically, my lovely girlfriend, her sister, her house burnt down. And we're doing a fundraiser with the Reverend Bob Levy, me, Kenny Michaels. I think one or two other guys might show up.
Sure.
It's going to be a good time. So don't forget. Go to my website, joeconti.com.
Wine to water bottle.com.
Wine to water bottle.
Fucking good one, Brent.
WineToWaterBottle.com. All right. It's 5 after. I think we should go.
Yeah, sure.
I don't care. It screws it up for More Like Radio when they do the repeat. PolandSpringRed.com.
PolandSpringRed.
PolandSpringRed.com. I did have it red for a while, so. All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Joe Z. Thank you, fucking Bones in the chat. All you guys, man. You guys kicked ass. Thank you.
I'll see you next week, pals.
Yeah, next week.
Yeah.
7 days from now. Oops. Almost knocked the helmet
off. Do you want to do something earlier?
I don't know.
Want to do a little...
Me, you, Jason Collins, we'll get together. We'll have a little... A little lemon chiffon
hungry,
party.
HungryHippo.com.
HungryHungryHippo.com. Wow.
OverbiteGayBalls.com.
All right, let's get
StrongJawBigBalls.com.
Nice. All right, we're out of here. Thank you, guys.
StrongJawBigBallsFashionSense.com.
Thank you, and... if you're listening still, you want to go, go listen to...
I like your shoes at jasoncollins.net.
Pick up daintyboyquickoffthefloor.com. All right, let's get out of here. We're going late. We'll see you later. Thank you, everybody. And next week, tell your friends, tell your enemies. Conti and Kenny show.
Perfect.
Sayonara. I salute you.
You can't leave.
HungryHungryHipBone.com. I can't leave.
You're
perfectly. All right, we're going. All right, we're out of here. Bye. Next week. Same bat time.
You can't.
Same bat channel.
You can't do it.
I suck. All right, we're going. That's it. So long, loser. I'll see you next week. So long, loser. I'll see you next week.
Is that it?
Well, so long, loser. I'll see you next week.
No, it's not.
I meant so long, loser. I'll see you next week. FAP.com. We're out of here. Goodbye. So long. Can't close Conti.com. He won't shut up. .net. All right. Goodbye. We'll see you guys next week. I almost clicked off. No.
I heard two clicks. Dude,
Joe, is he in the chat? No end in sight. No end in sight.com. Hold on. We have two more. We have fapjuiceinchat.com and Josie enoughalready.com. All right, that's it. We're done.
Okay.
Hold on.
He's not even doing this on purpose.
Wait a minute.
He's not doing it on purpose.
Wait a minute. Hold on. CutTheFeedHammy.com. All right. We're done.
Okay.
We're not reading anymore. Wait, hold on. There's one more right there. Quit it. Quit tick killing girl. Oh, my. I don't know what it's. I don't understand. What you need to do is you need to put capital letters in the beginning. Of each word. All right, we're out of here. Goodbye. And I'll finish up by playing this. I am gonna miss my bus.org. Quit tickling your ass with a feather.com. They just won't stop. We'll finish with. And it's right here.
Screw you guys, I'm going home.